We fear it so much that cholesterol-lowering drugs are now the number one drug in America, and they are not harmless. My name is Andrew Lessman, and as a biochemist, I have searched for over 20 years for a safe method that everyone could use to lower cholesterol. And now, with the discovery of Colox, that search is over. For the first time in history, our government has actually approved a non-drug therapy to lower cholesterol. And unlike other products, the unique ingredient in Colox is approved by the FDA. So I can guarantee that Colox will safely lower your cholesterol 30 points in just 30 days, or it's free. So call 800-800-FREE to get yours today. That's 800-800-3733, or visit Colox.com at Colox.com. With Colox, you have nothing to lose but dangerous cholesterol or cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Or zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief based on share of recommendations.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio at its best. AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Yesterday, the Senate Republicans and Democrats squabbled over the issue of improving minimum wage, but to no avail. Before yesterday's defeat, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy tied the proposed increase to the issue of family values.
It's a children's issue. It's a women's issue. It's a family issue. If you care about family values, you're going to vote for an increase in the minimum wage.
Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy amid a throng of supporters before the defeat of the minimum wage bill. Now the lawmakers are turning their attention to the controversial bankruptcy measure. Republicans with the support of big business want to alter the landscape for consumers to make it real tough to file for bankruptcy. Democrats are largely in favor of keeping status quo. Asked about the proposed changes, the leadership of the Budget Credit Counseling Services, Lucy Gatling, whose office has been assisting consumers for close to 30 years.
The law is not being abused at all. Not at all. Once that relief comes, and in the bankruptcy code, the word relief is in there. When that relief comes, that person is able to be a productive citizen once more back into the community. I have never seen over the years anybody that's filed a petition to bankruptcy and did it with a smile on their face. When they do it, they're apprehensive about it. They don't want to do it. They have to do it as a last resort.
The president of the Budget and Credit Counseling Service, Luther Gatling, as he appeared on Air America's Morning's Edition this morning. Fight over the bankruptcy bill has been augmented by an amendment sponsored by New York's U.S. senior senator, Chuck Schumer, who wants bankruptcy denied to those involved with violent protests shutting down abortion clinics. President Bush named arms control official John Bolton as the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton is known for his outspokenness. At times, he has been highly critical of the United Nations during his career that included stints in the Republican administrations of Ronald Reagan and first President George Bush. State Secretary Condoleezza Rice, in announcing the president's appointment, praised the United Nations yesterday, adding the U.S. is committed to the success of the world body. Senate confirmation for Bolton may not be easy. He managed to put down a challenge, however, to his current job in 2001 when 43 Democratic senators voted against his bid for the post. And U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez maintains that the Bush administration does not espouse the use of torture in handling detainees. This despite the fact his record as White House counsel shows that he crossed the line in honoring the terms of the Geneva Convention. Gonzalez Monday declared again that the United States is against torture and makes assurances with foreign governments when terror suspects are handed over. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning. I-70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail Pass, and chains are required for semis over Loveland Pass. Boulder weather, right now it's 36 degrees. Today, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Now's the perfect time to take off with low sail fares from United and hit the road with double car upgrade and double miles from Hertz. Hurry, sale ends March 18th. Check out...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Funding.com, investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
Identify yourself.
I'm known by many names, Mr. Quatermain. My underlings call me Sir. My superiors call me...
Jay Marvis.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
We need to toughen up and get down in the trenches and fight.
This country has a lot of problems that never seem to get resolved.
No more high roads.
When people had a problem in the old days, maybe we should do that. Go back to the town meeting, straighten it
out. That's what we need to do.
Maybe we investigate and attempt to solve some of the problems.
A positive step. We need to take it from there.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
Here we have him.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Back on the air again. You know, they got their radio station, so we might as well have ours. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 6:06, 6 minutes after 6. Now, the forecast looks a little weird this morning, and I'm looking outside as the sun's beginning to come up. I don't know how this is going to develop. Scattered rain and snow showers before 1 o'clock this afternoon, then mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of around 52. It was 50 degrees when I got here this morning, and I don't know where these snow showers and stuff's going to come from. I can't tell how clear the sky is because the sun's not up yet. It's just barely coming up. Have we got stuff to talk about this morning? We've got more stuff to talk about this morning than we got time. First of all, before I get to Betsy Hoffman and the whole CU, she resigned, of course. You know that yesterday. We carried the press conference here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Ward Churchill is back in the news again this morning. Churchill has written a letter, or I guess you would call it more of a column, to the Rocky Mountain News called Churchill Facts Don't Support Attacks. And I'll read some of that to you this morning if you don't have the Rocky Mountain News. But I want to take just 10 seconds. Or no, because you can't do anything in 10 seconds. I want to take just a little bit of time to go over a couple of things. First of all, and Turk, are you hip to this? This is real. Yesterday we were talking about this, about people driving off and not paying for gas. I saw a thing this morning on CNN. These are not people who are broke. These are everyday citizens are driving off without paying at the pump because the price of gas is getting so high. I mean, it's going up by a dime sometimes, or what, more than 20 cents a gallon, and people just aren't paying, they're driving off. Now, could you do that? I would suffer guilt if I pulled a stunt like that. Would you suffer guilt, Turk, if you pulled a stunt like that?
Yeah, I would never do that. It's kind of like, you know, people that go into restaurants and eat and then take off before they pay for it. But, no, I'd never do that. I'd probably siphon it before I did something like that. It wouldn't feel like stealing quite as much.
I used to work with a guy. I've talked about this on the air before. I used to work with a guy who would go into a restaurant, eat half of what was on the plate, and then put a roach on the plate or a fly. And and claim that it came from the kitchen. I swear to you, this is true. But I can't imagine going in someplace and driving off and not paying for my gas. Jewish guilt would kill me. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I just wouldn't be able to handle doing that. The other thing is I want to say a special hello to my wife, Mary, who's home unpacking boxes. Moving is such a drag, isn't it? It's like the worst thing in the world. And she really does a great job. And without her, I'd be nowhere in this world. And I hope she can hear me this morning. I hope she's up. She might have gone home and gone back to bed. But I hope she's up and hears me talking about this.
You know what the good thing about moving is, though, Jay?
Yeah, what's that?
You sometimes find stuff that you haven't seen in years. Have you come across some stuff you haven't seen in a while?
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, while I was taking a gulp while you were talking of the soda, you can hear this little can here. I did. I found a couple of posters that I had that I hadn't realized that I had. One of them is the jazz great Chet Baker playing the horn, like in the early 50s. Which I got at the Museum of Modern Art years ago. And, yeah, I found that. All right. Should we get into the hard stuff now? Betsy Hoffman has resigned. Now, you know, much of this and much of the stuff that is pointed out in the newspapers here that went on when Betsy Hoffman was the head of CU, a lot of this stuff over the last 6 years, last 5 years that she's been here, I was not here for. So some of this stuff you're going to have to fill me in on because I don't remember it. I don't want to use the term I don't remember it. I just was not here when it went on, including the whole football disaster, the whole Title IX, or is it eight situation, I wasn't, you know, which is coming to trial. I wasn't here for that. I came in at the Church War Churchill controversy. That's basically where I arrived. Just like everybody else in the country knows about the War Churchill controversy going on here at CU. So, did Betsy Hoffman make the right call? Now, the Rocky says that she did in their editorial this morning. Do you believe that Betsy Hoffman made the right call in resigning? 303-713-7600 in an open forum to talk about what's going on at CU. The other thing is Ward Churchill is in the Rocky this morning. Churchill, facts don't support attacks. Once again, I'm quoting here from Ward Churchill. What I have said has been turned into opposite of itself. And this is an attack, basically, on Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman of 630 KHOW. First, Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman and numerous other right-wing media spinmeisters asserted that I advocated terrorist attacks on the United States in my op-ed piece of December 12, 2001. Even a casual reading of that piece, as well as the 300-page book on the justice of roosting chickens, in which I more fully explained and documented my argument, reveals that I did not advocate such attacks. Rather, I pointed out that they were and will continue to be the inevitable result of U.S. foreign policy that disregards the rule of law and results in massive deaths and destruction abroad. Next, the dynamic duo and their colleagues attempted to discredit me through an endless stream of personal attacks. These have failed because the facts, even though not reported in the media, do not support their assertions. Now, in both paid ads and a prominently featured op-ed piece, March 5th, The News, Churchill Advocacy of Violence Demands His Firing, Kaplis and Silverman have resorted to outright lie that I actively sought to incite violent revolution. I have done no such thing. To the contrary, I have consistently advocated over the years the rule of law. The great bulk of my scholarly work has been devoted to documenting the United States' disregard for law and the resulting violence that is perpetrated both domestically and internationally. I believe that such practices inevitably breed violence in response, and that the most effective way to ensure security of all the peoples is adherence to Constitution and international law, particularly the laws of war and fundamental human rights. And this is just part of the letter here that I'm reading to you. Now, he talks about the weapons situation here, too. He says, drawing upon the German theorist Rudi Dutschek's concept of long march through institutions, I have therefore proposed the alternative that they attempt to work from within. He's talking here about the Seattle situation. Let me read a little bit more about that for you before I get into his answer here. He says, although I'm plainly no pacifist, I've never advocated terrorist attacks on Wall Street, downtown Seattle, or anywhere else. To make it appear otherwise, Kaplis and Silverman have taken material out of context and turned it on its head. My comments in this regard, made to a small group of young anarchists gathered in a Seattle bookstore, went to the idea that they would not accomplish anything useful by marginalizing themselves and engaging in random acts of sabotage along the social periphery. Drawing upon German theorist Rudi Dutschek's concept of long march through institutions, I therefore propose the alternative that they attempt to work with the institutional setting as I myself have done. The weapons I refer to were young people's own consciousness and capacity to transmit. Along the way, I also pointed out that as a relatively privileged Euro-Americans, they were ideally suited to undertake such a project. So here he's explaining this whole thing about the weapons controversy, which we debated at great length last week. So you've got the Ward Churchill letter here attacking capitalists and Silverman. You've also got the fact that Betsy Hoffman has resigned as the head of CU, Elizabeth Betsy Hoffman, 303-713-7600. And it's just an open phone here to talk about any aspect of this controversy that you want to get into. As I said before, I was not here for the whole athletic department situation. I was not here when that happened, obviously. So you'll have to bring me up to speed to some degree on that. All I can do is judge by what I read about what went on. I'm also not familiar with the whole C-word controversy either. Turk, what was that all about? Did she attempted to defend a football player or an athlete's use of the C-word towards a woman? Is that the case there?
Yeah, I think she said that it was back in medieval times, it was an endearing comment.
Right, so, I remember reading that.
Whatever that means, but that's how she kind of passed off that word.
Now, Mike Litwin has a column in the Rocky today. When the going gets tough, Hoffman gets going. And he's basically saying that she was on the wrong side of most of the issues. And that she didn't have the courage to stand up for what she believed in and decided to take a hike. So, your opinion about this at 303-713-7600. Did Betsy Hoffman make the right move? And also about Ward Churchill and his outspoken comments today in the Rocky. Now, I got an email from a guy who I'm just going to call Tim because I don't want to give his last name, but he sent this to me yesterday. He says, "Hi, Jay, I listen on my commute and sometimes at work. I tried but could not get through during the time that I could talk. Here are some items on the Ward Churchill fiasco for your consideration. We need to emphasize exactly who it is that is accusing Churchill. We need to emphasize exactly who it is that is accusing Churchill, the right. Using the term the right wing is too innocuous. We need to name people against free speech. Bill Owens is against free speech, and we've attempted to contact the governor this morning to see if he'd like to come on with us. John is against free speech, and I'm not sure what John he's talking about, with his cynically named academic bill that says over and over again, who else on the right is guilty? Let's name names. So this guy wants us to name names of those people on the right that are guilty for attacking Churchill. And hopefully this won't have a negative effect on other people and unpopular ideas, although I can't see how it will do anything. Even if Churchill is vindicated, others will think twice before speaking out." So has this chilled has this chilled free speech, basically, this whole Ward Churchill situation? Well, maybe other professors will think twice before speaking out because they don't want to have to go through the same situation that Ward Churchill has gone through. And, of course, this, along with the football scandal and the other things that are going on, Betsy Hoffman decided to call it quits. She was making $400,000 a year. She started out at $285,000 back in August of 2000. She did do some good things while she was at CU. The Rocky does point this out today. Some of the Hoffman highlights include fundraising. She surpassed the $1 billion mark in Beyond Boundaries campaign in 2004 after starting at $337 million in 2000. She increased the university's endowment from $400 million in the fall of 2000 to nearly $500 million in 2005. She lobbied legislators and secured $202 million to pay for remaining educational buildings at Fitzsimmons by 2007. She achieved enterprise designation under Tabor. Passed Quality for Colorado for the CU Boulder to allow the campus to align tuition with its peers and resulted in a $6.1 million additional tuition revenue. So she did do some good things. All right. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons here and get involved. But right now, at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, We'll check out progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are in good shape right now. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are doing well. Highway 93 looks good between Boulder and Golden. And the Turnpike also in good shape, east and westbound. Southbound I-25 starting to fill in around 84th Avenue. Then it opens up in both directions through downtown and 2XN southbound. 225 doing well on your way into the Tech Center. Boulder weather right now is about 36 degrees. And today expect partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s. Come into Subway today for the $2.49 daily special. A different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Tuesdays, you can get a meatball marinara 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
A program tailored to successful business people, call 303-623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. Scattered rain and snow showers before 1 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of about 52. Look outside here, it looks a little overcast, but not bad. So I don't know where they're going to get the snow showers from. But anyway, that's what the weather is for this morning. We're talking here about Betsy Hoffman resigning from CU and also the Ward Churchill letter attacking capitalists and Silberman. Here's a little bit of Betsy Hoffman in her own words. Now, let me read you a little bit of the letter. To the Board of Regents, I have spoken many times about my view of principled leadership. It has become clear to me that amid serious matters at the University of Colorado now confronts my role as leader of the university has become an issue. It appears to me it is in the university's best interest that I remove the issue of my future from the debate so that others so that nothing inhibits CU's ability to successfully create a bright future it so deserves. Therefore, I intend to resign my position as president of the University of Colorado effective June 30th, 2005, or whenever the board names a successor. Now, nowhere in this article does she take any blame for anything, and I think people are going to be critical of her about that. We're talking about the whole Betsy Hoffman resignation, plus the Ward Churchill letter in which he attacks Capitalists and Silverman for their ad, and defends what he has written and said. In no time did he advocate any kind of violence against anybody or any kind of a violent revolution. 303-713-7600. This is just an amazing story this morning that all of this stuff seems to just come out at once. Yesterday morning I was casting around thinking, boy, there isn't sure so much to talk about. Then all of a sudden it's like bang. Both the Churchill letter appears in the Rocky this morning, and also Elizabeth Hoffman, or Betsy Hoffman, I guess as most people call her, decides to resign. Is there anybody out there who works at CU or anybody that's a faculty member that wants to chime in? Or if you want to add your two cents, I'm asking you, do you think Betsy Hoffman made the right call? Do you think she did the right thing in resigning, or should she have stuck it out and tried to resolve all of these controversies, including the trial that's coming up and Ward Churchill's situation, which we may get an answer this week from the Regents about, or we may get an answer from the school about as the panel is reviewing his scholarship. Should she have stuck it out and waited and tried to work these things out? Or did she herself become a hindrance to getting anything done? Did she do the right thing in leaving? Or did she, as Mike Litwin says this morning in the Rocky, when the going gets tough, Hoffman gets going. You shouldn't necessarily fault Betsy Hoffman because she doesn't have what it takes to lead during a time of crisis. Most leaders who aren't Churchill, that's Winston Churchill, don't have what it takes. For Hoffman, there was another problem, and she has to take full blame for this. It's hard to be an effective leader when you're consistently on the wrong side during the crisis, and worse yet, when you know it. We must start, of course, with Hoffman's way on the wrong side term of endearment moment. Yes, we must. It isn't for the joke potential. I mean, there's a whole Michael Jackson trial if we want to do jokes. It's because you know that Hoffman would have been as outraged as anyone if some other university president had tried to pass off the C word as a medieval equivalent of, "Hi, honey, I'm home." Still, in deposition, she defended the football player's alleged use of the C word because it's the only reasonable explanation. That's what a lawyer advised her to do. Well, did she make the right call in stepping aside, or should she have stuck it out under all of this pressure and all of the controversy that swirls around her and the university? Here we are in the middle of a fight about the limits of academic freedom and free speech. I'm quoting again from Mike Litwin. And here's CU fighting, but only occasionally on the right side. We can go on, but first we must go back to the football recruiting party that spawned the lawsuits, the Title IX lawsuits. Hoffman will remember... you'll remember, had to be pushed by the governor to concede that there was a problem on the campus named as the nation's number one party school, and certainly somewhere in the top 10 alcohol-fueled riots. So there are a lot of criticism of her, and Litwin's weighing in on this morning, and I want you to weigh in on this morning about whether you feel like she made the right call or not. Now, we don't have one call. There's not one person wants to weigh in on this. Maybe I should just sit here until somebody calls. Because I know you're out there, and I know you've got opinions. So get off your half moons and get into this. 303-713-7600. I think I'll just sit here until somebody calls. Let's just wait and see if somebody decides to weigh in on this. Something as big and as controversial as this, and no one has an opinion, I'm shocked. Should we just sit here and wait, Turk, to see how long it takes? Maybe I'll just go the whole morning and not take any calls. What would you think about that, Mr. Turk? It is early in the morning, though, so most people are just getting up. But for those of you that have been up, there's no excuse for not participating.
These clouds and these snowstorms that are coming in must be interfering with our signal.
You think that's what it is? You think that's what the problem is? Or does nobody give a damn about this subject? Maybe that may have something to do with it. Still no calls? Oh, we got Milt out of cell. I'm ripe for a cranker this morning, too. Hey, Milt, congratulations. You're the one and only caller this morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. You probably ought to go with no phone call. No, just kidding.
Maybe I should go the whole morning without taking one call.
Yeah, this will probably be the worst one of the day.
Okay, that remains to be seen.
As far as I'm from out of town, I haven't been keeping up with any of the scandal going on at Boulder. From what I've heard this morning, just on the news, it sounds like she was a good president.
That she tried hard, right, but just couldn't get a handle on the situation?
Well, yeah, she started getting in the way, seeing things as a university with respect to protecting the university instead of protecting the integrity of the institution.
So you think she made the right call by stepping aside?
I think so. She's probably more part of the story now than when she started, and that's what I've been hearing on the radio on other stations, and it sounds like if that's true, then she's getting in the way. Now, from the university's standpoint, it is a business, and if she's part of the story, it's going to make it more and more difficult for her to bring in the big contributions like she has been doing. Same thing with Ward Churchill. If I was looking at it as a business, Ward Churchill is going to attract dollars for the type of research he wants to do, and he's going to attract the type of students that want to hear his research. But if it's now that it's gaining national prominence, it may actually detract from more middle of the road contributions. It'll scare people away. So from a business standpoint, you know, it makes sense to lose him as well.
Yeah, but you know, you can't when you're talking about academic freedom and you're talking about the whole right of free speech.
I'm coming at this very coldly. And,
yeah, you're looking at it very coldly. You're right. You're looking at it from a fundraising fact.
Well, yeah, and that's from a business standpoint. And as far as free speech, he still has the right to say whatever he says, but he doesn't have to be employed when he's saying it. So there's a difference there.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, that somebody who's in the academic world, don't you think their speech should be, to a certain degree, protected? I mean, there is no free speech on the job.
No, not anymore than a reporter, than the reporters that were fired by CBS last year.
But that's a whole different situation.
It is a different situation, but in the bottom line is you're trying to the CBS was trying to protect their integrity by firing them. They probably didn't want to fire them. They probably
You're talking about the producer. You're talking about the producer of the 60
That's
minutes
right.
Segment with Dan Rather. All right, thank you, Milt. I appreciate the call. Thanks for your bravery.
Yeah. No more phone calls today, then.
No more phone calls for the rest of the day. Right, throw the phone number out, and we'll just function without any calls. It's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. Cloudy outside, but the high today eventually should get to somewhere around 52. Let's check out the progressive traffic with the Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are starting to fill in. Highway 93 and the Diagonal are crowding. 28th and 30th are moving along fine. And the Turnpike in real good shape, east and westbound. Southbound I-25 is busy from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36. Then we're sluggish in both directions through downtown. And we are seeing the usual slowing eastbound. I-270 from I-76 over to York. And 225 is looking good southbound on your way toward the Tech Center. Boulder weather right now, 46 degrees, slight chance of showers, but mostly sunny with highs in the 50s. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now and receive their Culinary Creations package. Make a smart move. Call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
By calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:35. Make that 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Scattered rain and snow showers before 1 o'clock this afternoon, then mostly cloudy and gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of around 52. So even though it looks a little bit glum this morning, it's going to turn out to be a beautiful day today. Thanks so much for joining us here, Turk and myself here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They have their radio station and we've got ours. We've got plenty of stuff floating around here this morning at 303-713-7600. Not only the Ward Churchill letter, which strikes out against Kaplis and Silverman, in which Churchill says Kaplis and Silverman are seeking for their own reasons to con the public into believing that I am an active proponent of terrorism. This is not only false, it's extremely dangerous. By framing my statements as they have and then repeatedly broadcasting their spin to a broad audience, there is an obvious possibility that they might actually participate in an act of terror by some unbalanced individual. Should this turn out to be the case, the responsibility will be theirs, not mine. That's Ward Churchill talking about Kaplis and Silverman. He says, once again, and you can see this in the Rocket this morning, once again I have said, what I have said has been turned into the opposite of itself. First, Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman and numerous other right-wing media spinmeisters asserted that I advocated terrorist attacks on the United States in my op-ed piece, September 12, 2001. Even a casual reading of that piece, as well as the 300-page book on Justice of the Roosting of Chickens, in which I more fully explicate and document my argument, reveals that I did not advocate such attacks. Rather, I pointed out that they were and will continue to be the inevitable result of a U.S. foreign policy that disregards the rule of law and results in massive death and destruction abroad. This is Ward Churchill talking this morning. And not only that, we've also got the Betsy Hoffman situation in which she resigned yesterday, and her resignation is effective June 30th, 2005, or unless they find somebody else sooner for a job that pays. Well, she started out not making as much as when she left. She started out at a salary. She's making $400,000 a year, but she started out at $285,000 back in August 2000. Last June, she and her executive staff turned down a pay raise, citing CU's fiscal situation. So your comments about the Ward Churchill letter in the Rocky this morning, or your comments about Betsy Hoffman resigning at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Pauline in Littleton, who's been hanging on. Pauline, welcome to AM760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. How are you?
Hey, thank you. I listened to you when you were here before, and I love you.
Oh, thank you.
But I wanted to tell you that Betsy Hoffman didn't stand up for what was done to those student girls up there in Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm glad that she resigned, because I think Governor Owens would have fired her anyway. But a woman, you know, they say women are their own worst enemies.
Right.
They do not stand up for their own. When they get a position like that, 200 and something, maybe over 200,000 a year, and she has to act like she's acting toward those lady students up there.
So you agree with Mike Litwin this morning in the Rocky Mountain that she took the wrong side?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody with any common sense, I'm 85 years old, and you know when you get to be a sage, I mean when you get older you get to be a sage. I'm not bragging, but you can see through things like that, Jay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, Pauline.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Well, all right. I'm asking if Betsy Hoffman made the right call in resigning or not, or should she have stuck it out through all of the impending stuff that's coming up, including the Ward Churchill decision, which may be this week sometime, and also the trial that's coming up in regards to the problem with the CU Athletic Department. And also, how come nobody has called for Gary Barnett's head? Turk, can you figure that out, why nobody has called for his head? And, in fact, didn't Betsy Hoffman fight to keep him on?
Yeah, she did. You know, I mean, she was the one that ultimately handed down the, basically, him being suspended with pay. But I think she was a Gary Barnett supporter the whole time, and she thought he was a great coach, a man of great character and all that. But, yeah, she stood by him pretty much.
Now, do people feel that that's the wrong side of the issue there, that perhaps maybe that he should have been forced to resign? I often wonder about that. In other words, if there's a scandal that breaks out in your department or breaks out under your watch, you know, who pays for it? In this case, who was it that resigned there? Dick, what was his name?
Dick Tharp.
Dick Tharp, who also owned a liquor store here in Boulder, so I understand. But he was the one who resigned. So did his head roll in order to save Gary Barnett's head? See, people are you're going to have to call and fill me in on some of this, because I wasn't here when a lot of this came down. So did his head roll to save Gary Barnett's head? Is that how that worked? Is that what was behind that? Because, you know, I don't know. You'll have to tell me. All I know is what I read on this. As far as the Ward Churchill situation goes in his letter this morning, I totally and completely agree with him. And I think that the right-wing talk stations have spun this whole Ward Churchill thing way, way out of control. I got the meaning from the essay. I don't agree with his characterizations, as I've said before, but I don't think he ought to lose his job because of it. But here he is this morning in the Rocky. Churchill facts don't support attacks, and he's speaking out against Kaplis and Silverman's ad that they ran in the Boulder camera. And he's saying that they're taking his words and twisting those words. And that what he said, he was not advocating violence. And when he was talking to those kids in that Seattle bookstore, when he was talking about weapons, he was not talking about violence. He said he was proposing an alternative, that they attempt to work from within the institutional setting, as he says I myself have done. The weapons I referred to were young people's own consciousness and capacity to transmit. Along the way, I also pointed out that the relative privileged Euro-Americans, I pointed out to the relatively privileged Euro-Americans that they were ideally suited to undertake such a project. Did anybody see Ward Churchill on the Bill Maher show? Did you see that, Turk? Did you see him on there?
No, I did not.
Where he faced the brother, this guy whose brother was killed in the World Trade Center? Ward Churchill looked nervous last night when I saw it, because I TiVo'd it and watched it back. 303-713-7600. All right, good morning to you. It's 643 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's check out some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are filling in. Highway 93 and the diagonal are crowded. 28th and 30th are moving along fine. And we're seeing brake lights eastbound on the turnpike from Federal over to Pecos. Southbound I-25, busy from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36. Then it's slow from 38th down to Spear. Eastbound I-270 is slow from I-76 over to York and 225. Looking good southbound on your way toward the tech center. Boulder weather right now, about 46 degrees. Slight chance of showers this afternoon, but mostly sunny with highs in the 50s. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives and why you live in it. Come view the beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models open daily, just 5 miles south of C-470 on Quebec. Go to danielsgate.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money, or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
An executive MBA from the University of Colorado is the stepping stone to reach the highest levels in your already successful career. Call 303-623-1888 or log on to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
When it comes to can you go lead an organization as good as that person can, absolutely.
646 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Boy, it is my pleasure to introduce a new sponsor, but an old friend who I know very, very well from 6 years ago. Rockies Autos. They have the largest selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, and vans and SUVs in Colorado. Now, I've got a fact sheet here about Rockies, but I can talk about Rockies from my heart because Mary and I collectively, both of us, have bought 4 cars from Rockies. Over the time that I was here last time, we bought 4 different automobiles. And I'll tell you something, Rockies Auto is absolutely the best. The people there are the best. They care. And at Rockies, you'll find any maker model you can think of, including Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac. They have Volkswagens and much, much more. Rocky has them all. And you know something? Go out there and see my buddy Kobe. Go talk to Plain Talking Kobe, who will talk to you about a deal. Go see Larry the Elf. See the Brashear brothers, Tom and Marv. They're great guys. And Rockies will take care of you. They have the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies is a place to go. They're family owned. And don't forget, if you show up at 8 at Rockies, they'll stay late. They're open between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m., but if you show up at 8, they'll definitely stay late. Rockies Autos. You want to buy a car? You want to buy a car for some great people? Check out Rockies Autos.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:49. Make that 11 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today should get up to around 52 after the clouds burn off. And I don't know, Turk, you were saying down where you are that it's cloudy. Here it's nice and clear. So there's supposed to be some rain and some snow showers before 1 o'clock is what they're calling for, and a high of around 52. We're talking about...
That's Colorado weather, isn't it, Jay? You got rain, snow, and a high of 52, maybe 55.
Yeah, and I miss it. And I missed it when I was gone. Yeah, so one of the biggest things you miss about not living here is the weather, you know, because like in Chicago, it's where it's, what, 32 degrees, cloudy, and awful, and stays that way like for 2 and 3 weeks at a time. We're talking about the Ward Churchill letter this morning in the Rocky, and also about Betsy Hoffman resigning from CU, whether she made the right call or not to quit her job. Did she become too much of an issue and a liability to the university? And as far as Churchill goes, he's attacking Kaplis and Silverman this morning, saying that they had taken what he said, twisted it around, that not only they did it, but other people who were part of the right-wing media. He refers to his book on the justice of roosting chickens, and he says, in which I have more fully documented my argument and reveals that I did not advocate such attacks. Rather, I pointed out that they were and will continue to be an inevitable result of U.S. foreign policy and the disregard of rule of law, and will result in massive deaths and destruction abroad. So we're talking about both of those subjects at 303-713-7600. Although a lot of you are not calling in, and I wonder, you know, if all of you are just about have had enough of the whole Ward Churchill controversy and the whole CU situation, and that, you know, you just have nothing more to say about it, that everything has been said that can be said about both of these topics. Because usually, you know, we usually get at least two or three phone calls, and this morning we're not getting many at all. Turk, you think people are talked out about this? Do you think that could be the problem?
I think these clouds are interfering with our signal. I just don't think there's a lot of people out there getting this right now, Jay.
Oh, you think it's
I refuse to say that we can't get the phone calls on this, that people aren't fired up about this. I mean, it's fresh. Hoffman resigned yesterday. People last week were saying that she shouldn't resign. She should hold her post. You know, now they don't want to talk.
Yeah, just not one call. I mean, the lines are just wide open at 303-713-7600. It's embarrassing that no one wants to say anything about Betsy Hoffman. See ya, Betsy. We don't care one way or the other whether she made the right call or not, should she have stayed or gone. But, of course, you know, you think about it, unless you've got a student at CU or you go to CU, why would you care? Who's the head of the university? I mean, is this something that really touches each and one of our everyday lives? A guy called yesterday and said he was tired of talking about the whole Ward Churchill situation, which may come to a head this week. And Churchill's in the paper this morning. So maybe the whole topic of CU, maybe all that has been said. Here's Kurt on his cell phone. Kurt, you're one of the few and the rare, and you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good this morning, actually.
Good. I'm stuck on I-25.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do think that people are burned out about Ward Churchill. I know I am. I'm a pedigreed liberal. I can't stand Bush, but Ward Churchill's got to go. I mean, I don't think it's a question of free speech. I think the man's a bozo. But given the issues that are really going on, the important issues of what Bush is trying to do to Social Security and the working class, period, our foreign policy disasters, and the fact that he is just a shill for the corporate interests of this country, those things are truly important. Ward Churchill, it just isn't.
Well, you know something? I guess unless you go to CU, I guess unless you're directly involved with CU, you can make a pretty good case that Betsy Hoffman, whether she stays or goes, what difference does it make? As far as Ward Churchill goes, I hate, you know, there was a story out yesterday that CNN carried about a guy at, and I wish I could think of the school now, but it's a military school.
Citadel?
No, 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 no. It's like it's either the Army or Navy Academy or something, and I can't recall now. But how he made a statement about that some students had gotten in there due to set-asides, and it caused a big controversy, and that there were people who were angry at him. And, you know, you want to see on school campuses, you want to see, particularly with professors, you know, you want to see academic freedom. So, you know, I think the Ward Churchill story is important, but, of course, right now, other than this letter, there's not much going on. We may get a decision this week, but there's not much going on with it. And you're right. There's a lot going on in the national scene, such as Social Security and this ridiculous 60-day tour that Bush is taking. And yesterday, you know, Chuck Hagel advancing the idea that, what, they're going to bump up the retirement, you know, the eligibility by a year? I mean, good God.
Well, I have to admit that I happen to agree that the eligibility age should raise. When Social Security was instituted back in 1935, life expectancy was 63. You know, that was the life expectancy.
Right.
Now it's you know, 72 for men and 75 for women.
Yeah, but I don't want to work forever.
Yeah, but on the other hand, Social Security was not meant as a retirement fund. It was meant as a social safety net.
But good God, I'm 52 years old, and now all of a sudden you're gonna make the finish line to go you know, another year when there's clearly no crisis.
Yeah, I think we ought to look at, you know, fiscal and genealogical reality and up the age of, you know, what the original intent was. I mean, the way we save people from having to work forever is by creating good, well-paying, middle-class jobs and reforming the pension system. You know, we got to stop the Walmartization of the country, and that's how you're going to keep people from having to work forever.
You know, see, I agree with that 100%. Kurt, thanks, man. I hope you get unstuck from I-25.
I'm off. I'm on Broadway now, so it's okay.
All right, good man. Thank you, Kurt. All right, let's go to, we're starting to get calls now. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, you talking about Hoffman, and you were asking earlier if she wasn't standing up behind Barnett during the football scandal. And,
right.
And, yeah, of course she was. And for that reason alone, she just needs to step down. Barnett should have been fired. He was clearly in the loop in a lot of this stuff.
Well, he's still got a job, though.
He's still got a damn good job, too, you know. And I think, you know, again, this goes to holding people accountable for their actions and their reactions.
All right, Dave. Thank you, man. I hate to cut you off, but I got to get some traffic. Thanks.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, 6:55, 5 minutes in front of 7 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll catch up on the news. We'll catch up on what's going on. And then we'll...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process.
Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player, log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Italian countryside is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the Al Franken Show, we like to say that national security begins at home. But being a strong nation is not just about my missile or your missile. It's about having strong people to fire the missiles. Mark Rank is an expert on economic insecurity, especially the kind of economic insecurity that comes from not having...
Stock.com and click on our new auction tab. We're doing the impossible, putting the thrill back in online auctions. Log on now.
Now, more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Despite the spate of insurgent attacks, President Bush continues his campaign today that the U.S. is gaining ground and promoting democracy in the Middle East. President will deliver a speech later today at the National Defense University, citing how his efforts are beginning to pay off in thwarting terrorism. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Bush will point to the recent elections in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Palestinian territories. Despite this, the president is expected to make clear that democracy will not come in a rush in the Middle East, given his optimism. Italy's foreign minister said this morning that the car carrying an intelligence officer killed by U.S. fire in Iraq last week was not speeding up and did not receive signals to stop, countering suggestions by American authorities. Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini, speaking to Parliament, also ruled out suggestions that the shooting that killed Nicola Calipari was a result of an ambush, but reiterated the government's demands for a full explanation from Washington. Fini was the first Italian official to openly dispute the U.S. account, and his comments put fresh pressure on the Washington, D.C. administration to get to the bottom of the matter. President Bush has promised a full investigation. Calipari, 50, was shot Friday as he headed to the Baghdad airport after securing the release of Giuliana Segreta a month after the Italian journalist was abducted by Iraqi gunmen. car was traveling at a velocity that couldn't have been more than 40 kilometers or 25 miles per hour. Phoenix said there were no attempts to stop the car as indicated by U.S. military, he added. Zagrino has said the shooting might have been intentional because the United States opposes Italy's policy of negotiating with kidnappers. Phoenix dismissed the hypothesis as groundless. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez maintains the Bush administration does not espouse the use of torture in handling detainees. This despite the fact his record as White House counselor shows that he crossed the line in honoring the terms of the Geneva Convention. Gonzalez Monday declared again that the United States is against torture and makes assurances with foreign governments when terror suspects are handed over. But Gonzalez admits that once the transfer takes place, the U.S. has no control over what happens after that. The words of the Attorney General brought no comfort to human rights organizations complaining about the practice known as extraordinary rendition. Human rights advocates call the practice outsourcing torture. And Republican Arizona Senator John McCain says he committed no impropriety by pressing the case of New York's Cablevision Systems for pricing changes with regulators. This at a time when the tax-exempt group he co-founded solicited $200,000 in contributions from the company. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, the good news, Boulder streets are stall and accident-free. Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are busy. The diagonal looks good as you make your way between Boulder and Longmont, and it's heavy Denver-bound on the turnpike from Federal over to Pecos. We're loaded up.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at your optics. Men do make passes at girls in your optics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. They've got their radio station, we've got ours. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Weird weather this morning, scattered rain and snow showers before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was clear here for a little while. Now it's in Boulder. Now it's clouded back up again. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. We should have a high of around 52. The chance of actual precipitation is 40%, and the wind making as high as about 37 miles an hour today. So kind of weird weather, and kind of a weird news day, too, as well. We're talking about Betsy Hoffman resigning from CU. Ward Churchill, in a letter today, strikes out at Kaplis and Silverman, saying that they distorted what he meant, and that the right wing has distorted what he meant. And You know the thing that's really bothering me this morning? Turk, you know what's really bugging me this morning? Is Extraordinary Rendition. That's what's really bothering me. I don't know how many of you saw Peter Jennings in the World News Tonight last night, and I made it a habit now of watching Channel 7 because I love Mike Nelson. And I like Bill Clark. And I was watching it last night. Do you know that we kidnapped some guy off the street, the CIA did, sent him to Uzbekistan, and they boiled him to death? And I turned to Mary last night, and I said, you know what, I'd like to march my fat half moons right into AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and start, and the hell with CU. I'd like to talk about this extraordinary rendition. And I know that it started under the Clinton administration. This idea of kidnapping people off the streets. What happens if you get the wrong guy? And there's also this idea that you torture somebody long enough, they're going to tell you anything they want. Like, if I torture you long enough, you'll get off your half moons and call me and talk about CU. Let's go to Dwayne in Longmont. Dwayne, thanks for holding. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. You've uncle, I'm calling. the thing I wanted to call about was I saw something that I thought was just absolutely kind of unbelievable last night on Fox 31, the local affiliate here.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had a reporter who got Bill O'Reilly on air and interviewed him about what he thought about what was going on at CU.
Oh, this ought to be fascinating.
And O'Reilly's thing was she said, well, what do you think we should be telling the kids, the parents of the kids who are going there? And O'Reilly says, well, just tell them don't go there.
Now,
this is the feed that's going to the people here in Colorado. This is meant to move the discussion in Colorado to the point of, like, well, we've got to get rid of
Churchill.
Churchill. And the problem comes that you have to also look at this in sequence of events. The head of CU resigning. And I've heard that by March 9th or so, there's going to be some kind of a decision on Ward Churchill.
There's supposed to be a decision on Ward Churchill coming up this week.
Yeah, well, that removes his cover. He doesn't have necessarily an advocate at that point. There's nobody to say, well, they gave him up.
Right.
It's like, so it's just interesting to see how these things progress.
All right, so let's boil this down. So your speculation is that Betsy Hoffman removes herself from the situation. This way, she doesn't, in any way, shape, or form, have to face the Ward Churchill controversy.
Well, no, she's already in the middle of it. She's maybe in the center of it in a sense of, like, maybe she's gotten some threats from the legislature saying, like, if you keep protecting this guy, we're going to take your funding down.
We're going to hold up your funding, sure.
Yeah, and that's always their trump card. The trump card is the funding that goes on here, and always follow the money and find out how they're squeezing the money. And if she steps aside, then she is no longer the issue. They can't say, well, you're protecting this person and the whole institution is bad. So if she steps aside, she makes sure that that they can't take the issue and say, well, the whole institution is corrupt because you're protecting this guy. So she steps aside, they can then do whatever they're going to do with him, and in that way the funding stays somewhat protected, let's hope. The whole issue that's going on at CU is really the attack on freedom of thought.
I agree with that 100%, and I wanted to say that to Kurt in a cell phone, that, you know, in academia, that, you want freedom of thought. You want many differing opinions.
Well, you have to. I mean, the thing of it is for how long was the conventional wisdom, the earth is flat, the earth is flat, the earth is flat? And so now you have somebody who comes up with heresy, literally heresy at that time. And see, what we don't understand is this only been 400 years ago, 500 years ago. Man has not evolved that much, has not changed that much in that period of time to not have it happen again.
Well,
and so the idea now is let's keep good ideas. Let's be servants to ideas and let us be discerning about the ideas that we hold high. And let us test them. Let us make sure that they are proven to be correct by discerning thought. And if you don't have discerning thought, if you're not teaching people discerning thought by giving them both good ideas and not so good ideas, then you can't get people to understand, well, this isn't such a good idea because of this, this, and this, and this, because they've never been put into those circumstances where they can actually have the experience of discerning.
Well, you know, I have to agree with you 100%. I mean, if you don't expose people to different ideas, you don't have quote-unquote well-rounded people, and it's easy, it's very easy to let the tent of free speech collapse in a high wind. And a lot of people always want to take the easy way out, and that's not what we're supposed to do. It's not what this country's built upon. And plus, on top of that, you're right, it doesn't make for a good educational situation. Dwayne, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, have a good morning. 303-713-7600. Betsy Hoffman resigns from CU. Did she make the right call in removing herself from the situation? Also, Ward Churchill has struck out against Kaplis and Silverman this morning in a letter to the Rocky in the letters section. He says, although I am plainly no pacifist, I have never advocated terrorist attacks on Wall Street, downtown Seattle, or anywhere else. To make it appear otherwise, Kaplis and Silverman have taken material out of context and turned it on its head. My comments in this regard, made to a small group of young anarchists gathered in a Seattle bookstore, went to the idea that they would not accomplish anything useful by marginalizing themselves and engaging in random acts of sabotage along the social periphery. So, this is what you've got going on this morning. You've got the resignation of Betsy Hoffman. You've got Churchill striking back at Kaplis and Silverman. And the other thing you've got is you've got Jay Marvin upset about extraordinary rendition. And 303-713-7600. So, but maybe many of you do not want to talk about the Betsy Hoffman situation since it doesn't affect you directly. And you're burned out on Ward Churchill. I'm entertaining that idea as well. Although we should get some decision about what's going to happen to him coming up sometime this week. Jeff, on a cell phone in Breckenridge. Jeff, thanks for calling. Thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I just wanted to comment about what your last caller had mentioned about the free speech issue. Not
right.
necessarily just as it applies to Ward Churchill or to Ms. Hoffman, because I just, her statement last year about the C word, I don't know if you remember all this.
See, I wasn't here for that.
That just showed kind of her character and the whole issue here in free speech.
Well, what was that about? Explain to me exactly what that was about.
Evidently, some player or somebody else called this kicker, this woman kicker.
This was the female who tried to get on the football team.
Well,
Katie Nida.
She was. I don't follow the football team too closely.
Yeah, it was Katie Nida, I believe, was her name, right?
That's what. Yeah, I believe so. It's way overblown in terms of how the news gets the hold of these issues, but point being is that she said that this word can be used as a term of endearment at times. So I was like, well, now this is a twist on something.
Yeah.
You know, basically, and that's not what I'm speaking of. I'd like to go to the issue of Ward Churchill speaking about free speech in this country and what the last caller said about, you know, we need dissent. We need different ideas in order to boil it all down to really define what this country represents. And unfortunately, we've moved so far in one direction, whether it's right, left, in the middle, that we no longer are the country that I thought we represented. And this thing about, you know, being able to snag somebody off the street, bring them to Saudi Arabia, who, in my opinion, you know, people forget that 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. They had nothing to do with Iraq. Point being is that everything that the founding fathers at one time thought about this country and what we defined this country to be, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom of expression, is no longer. We have these crowds from one side or the other that are able to shout down any dissent instead of maybe looking at the reasons that people maybe did do this bombing. And I think that's what Ward Churchill was speaking of to a certain degree. I haven't read the whole transcript. I'm trying to stay out of the news lately because I'm so cynical about the whole world in which we live in.
Yeah, it's easy to be that way. You're absolutely right. And I think what you're saying about Ward Churchill is something that I said last week. And I think that's what he was trying to bring up. And we haven't taken time really to have a whole public dialogue about why 9/11 even happened. We were just immediately out to get somebody. And of course, then we ended up in Iraq and Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. And we do need free speech. It's something that I think that most of us, when we put 2 feet on the ground and get up in the morning, we pretty much take it for granted. And it's not something that's, it's something we shouldn't take for granted. It's something that's hard fought. And Ward Churchill should not lose his job because
no, hardly.
Of the things that he said.
Well, and I can't agree with any manner, shape, or form why people would do something like 9/11. There's no way to support that type of act. But to not look at our own actions realistically throughout the world over the course of time, just in the last 30 years, look at what we've done in terms of foreign policy. Look at Central America. Look at the Middle East. Support for Israel unconditionally. You know, you cannot say that people look at us and say, oh, they hate our freedom. No, they don't hate our freedom. They hate some of the ways in which our freedom is manifested in their policies in their own countries.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Multi-corporational aspect of it. It's just all money. It's like the last caller said, follow the money.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what George Bush always said. Oh, they hate us because of our freedom. No, they hate us because of our actions.
Well, the thing about Bush is that he, you know, and it's true. The way that he's got so many people behind him, if they continue to state things over and over and over again, whether they're true or not, people are going to start believing it because it just kind of melts the issue down to such a small soundbite, and people don't spend any time looking at it from a bigger perspective. They really have no concept of what we've done around the world to create this animosity against us. They don't understand that.
All right, Jeff, thank you, man. Great call.
You bet. Thanks,
and have a good morning. It's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and let's check progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. We're in good shape on streets around town. No accidents or stalls. Highway 93 is moving along fine between Boulder and Golden, and Foothills Parkway and the Dagnall are both doing well. Eastbound on the Turnpike, we're seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos, and southbound I-25 busy between 104th Avenue and Highway 36. Then it's slow from 38th to Spear and from Broadway down to Yale. Southeastbound I-270 is heavy from I-76 to York, and westbound I-76 stacked up from 74th Avenue over to I-270. Boulder weather right now, 48 degrees with slight chance showers this afternoon, but partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-50s for the day. Now's the perfect time to take off with low fare from United and hit the road with double car upgrade and double miles from Hertz. Hurry, sale ends March 18th. Check out united.com for more information and to book your getaway and upgrade today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
Colorado's progressive voice, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, scattered rain, snow showers before 1 this afternoon, then mostly cloudy and gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of around 52, and it is going to be breezy today. 303-713-7600. We're talking about two topics here. Number one, Ward Churchill striking out against Capitalist and Silverman. The other one is Betsy Hoffman resigning from CU. It's all over the newspapers. It's splashed all over. Although we, truthfully, you know, to talk to you truthfully about this, I've been struggling to get calls on this subject since we got on at 6 o'clock this morning. So I wonder, you know, is if the news media makes a big deal about this, if it really matters to you. I want to know if you think Betsy Hoffman made the right move, if she did the right thing in quitting and turning in her resignation. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim, who's been hanging in Denver. Jim, thank you for waiting, and welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jimmy, there? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen Ward Churchill on Bill Maher.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought he looked nervous, but you know what? I think he held his own. He's got, you know, an opinion, and I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. You know, he seemed very he seemed a little nervous, but he also seemed very, very thoughtful. And I thought it took, you know, guts on his part to face that guy who had lost his brother in 9/11 and try to straighten out the situation. I just wondered out loud if anybody had seen him on there, and I thought he did a fairly good job.
Yeah, I did, too. We like Bill Maher. But anyhow, let's face it. I mean, these are all just diversionary tactics from the right-wing dirt machine. They don't want to talk about the real issues, like that bozo that gets into the White House press conferences, or even the Bush tapes. I mean, look at what happened when Clinton, back when Clinton was in, and they wanted to convince everybody that he smoked pot. You know, it's just diversionary. They don't want us to talk about the real issues.
Well, I think that some of that is true. I think the other part of it is that anytime anybody's free speech is under attack, and particularly in a public institution, it's incumbent upon those of us who believe that there should be free speech, particularly in a university setting, to rise up and voice our opinion about it. And plus, you know, Betsy Hoffman leaving CU is a pretty big deal. But apparently, unless you've got unless you're a CU alumni, or you've got a son or a daughter going there, apparently her leaving makes no difference to the majority of the people who listen to this radio station.
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think Betsy Hoffman just got tired of dealing with all the crap. But, you know, let's talk about the real issues. Yesterday you wanted to fire back on some things.
Right.
Let's talk about these gas prices. This is the same crap that the oil companies do every year. Oh, we're switching over to summer blend. Oh, we don't have enough storage to make the switch. Oh, the prices are high. Last year, Ed Schultz reported on it, the oil industries made record profits, more than almost twice as much as they've ever made before. And an analyst said that they could have cut that price 50 cents a gallon and still made half the profits of what they made. That's the real story. I mean, they're gouging America. Right-wing dirt machine just doesn't want you to talk about it.
Well, you know, they're claiming now that China and Asia is using more oil than ever before, so it's driving the price up. I wonder how legitimate that really is.
Oh, I think it's just a bunch of crap. They do it every year. Look at our propane and natural gas prices.
Right.
They've tripled, you know, and they're making record profits. The drug companies, record profits. But we need to fire back on issues that people care about. That's what they do. They're always talking about morale issues and things that really get a reaction. But that's all I got. Thanks, Jay.
All right, Jim. Thanks. Take care. Have a good day. And you know, the amazing thing is CNN was carrying this. I find this amazing because, as I said this earlier when I started at 6 o'clock this morning, I couldn't do this. You know, they are having people in record numbers driving away from the pumps and not paying because of the price of gas. And these are not your typical juvenile criminal elements that usually pull that kind of a stunt. And, you know, my Jewish guilt factor would just not allow me to do it. But there is something going on with these gas prices. And, of course, what do we get out of the White House? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, nothing. Bush is on the way to trying to sell a Social Security slop job to us instead of confronting the fact that we're having to pay more at the pump. Let's go to Dave on a cell in Castle Rock. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Basically, I wanted to just comment on the Betsy Hoffman release there
yeah.
for her decision to resign. basically, don't you think that in stepping aside, you know, I hear the right-wing talking points about how she personally threw Gary Barnett underneath the bus, you know, and by suspending him last summer.
Right.
Don't you think that, you know, that the amount of absolute trash that was thrown upon the poor woman's desk just probably did her head in, and she had to step aside and just move on at that point?
Well, she certainly has, you know, if she were playing poker and holding a hand in poker, she'd definitely be out of her money would definitely be gone. She has done some good things. The Rocky outlines some of the highlights of the money that she's raised and the things that she has done. But, yeah, maybe she just said, you know what, I've had enough and this is it.
Absolutely. I think that's probably true. One quick comment on your last caller bringing up the price of oil. Last night I heard on the news that the price of oil per barrel going up to between $60 and $80 a barrel. Do 1,500 young Americans have to die in Iraq for $80 a barrel oil prices?
Yeah, I thought, you know what, it's funny that you should bring that up. I thought the same thing when I was watching that report last night and about them talking about China and Asia's burning more oil and that they're converting over from making heating oil to, you know, and as the previous caller said, now they're starting to talk about the summer blend situation. Yeah, you know what? Isn't it about time we developed something of an alternative? And the whole situation, our whole involvement in the Middle East is sickening. Thank you for the call.
You bet. You bet. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. 303-713-7600, 728, 28 minutes after 7. Look for the high today to get up to about 52. I'm suspicious of the oil companies. I really am. Here's Van of Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Van, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Well, you know, the reason I was calling is I don't know what's going on, but I feel like, you know, the right-wing noise machine, as well as, you know, this administration, House and the Senator, are really going after the Bill of Rights.
I think you're right.
I mean, you know, it's like those first 10 amendments to the Constitution and the 14th are just kind of obsolete at this point.
Well, this whole thing, the Patriot Act, first of all, is one of the most un-American acts of all time. That's number one.
Right, but, yeah, anyway, the point I was getting to is, you got Capless and Silverman, and
right.
I think they're actually, you know, behaving like fascists with what they're trying to do to Churchill. You know, going after the First Amendment, you've got various, you know, people from the president's spokesman going after the First Amendment, telling people to watch what they say.
Right.
You know, then we've got a situation where, you know, we're talking about extraordinary rendition, that guy Arar. I mean, he went back to visit his family in Tunisia. He's in an airport in New York. We snag him when he's on his way back to his home in Canada. And then ship them off to Syria to get, you know, to get tortured for 2 years.
I know.
You know, and that, you know, it used to be we had the Fourth Amendment that said that, you know, people, and it doesn't say citizens, it says people should be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. You know, and then we've got Padilla and all these guys down in Guantanamo who either we've got enough, you know, to put them on trial, but we're just not, you know, don't want to spend the time. Or we just, you know, we don't have enough evidence to hold them or prosecute them.
I don't think I don't think we have enough.
You know, and that's the Fifth and the Sixth Amendment. So
right, I agree.
What's going on? I mean, do these people, I mean, I want to tell Capless and Silverman, get the hell out of my country. You don't like my Constitution, leave. You know? And I'm just, it's really getting to me just watching people, you know, embrace this stuff blindly and blithely, you know, trashing what's held our country together and makes it great.
If somebody had told me 4 years ago, that we would take a guy like Jose Padilla, arrest him when he gets off an airplane, have Ashcroft hold a news conference about it, and then incarcerate him for a year with no charges. Isn't this the exact same thing the British used to do to our founding fathers?
It's 3 years. He's been in jail.
Yeah, he's been in 3 years.
They've
right.
got 45 days to either, you know, they've got 45 days at this point either to try him or not.
Yeah.
And then we're doing extraordinary rendition with no oversight.
I know it. Isn't it? Yeah, I feel violated. Van, thank you for the call, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I do. I'm with Van. I feel violated. 303-713-7600. It's 731, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here, and let's check progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. It's a nice drive around Boulder. No accidents or stalls slowing us down. Foothills Parkway and 28th look good. Arapahoe and Pearl are moving along fine, and the Turnpike loaded up eastbound from Sheridan over to Pecos. Southbound I-25, heavy and slow from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36, then again from 38th Avenue down to Spear and from Broadway over to Hampton. Northbound I-25 filling in between Bellevue and Yale, and we're bunching up. Southbound 225 on your way toward the Tech Center. Boulder weather right now, 48 degrees. Chance of showers this afternoon with highs in the 50s. Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. Best new cars make the best used cars. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
by calling 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Scattered snow showers and scattered showers, maybe some rain before 1 this afternoon. Then mostly cloudy, and it's going to become breezy with a high of around 52. Betsy Hoffman resigns from CU. Did she make the right move? Ward Churchill strikes out at Capitalist and Silverman. And Jay Marvin, tax on gas prices. And extraordinary rendition, which... I saw this thing on Peter Jennings last night about extraordinary rendition. We talked about it yesterday. I feel like I'm living in some foreign country. Like, what in the... And, you know, Van and Boulder said it right. What in the hell happened to the Bill of Rights? Let's go to Paul in Westminster. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hi.
Boat drinks to you, buddy.
Hey, boat drinks to you, pal.
Thanks, man. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Hey, you know, I guess I saw Ward Churchill on Bill Maher. Mm-hmm. On Friday, and I guess my point would be is that it seemed to me like he never got his point across, and it's just, to me, you know, was his point that by everybody in this country, our inactivity against what, you know, the right wing or whoever you want to say is, you know, involved in this, you know, by doing nothing, aren't we all guilty? I guess if you ever get the chance to, you know, get him on the show, that would be my first question to him.
I've asked him to come on numerous times. I've made public pleas for him to come on. I give him 4 hours uninterrupted. Actually, what you're making there, the point that you're making, which is the point I believe that he's ultimately making, is the point that we ultimately made and held for years against not only the Germans but the Japanese.
Exactly.
And by their inactivity and by allowing to happen what happened in World War II and the Holocaust, they sat silent. You could make that case that by our inactivity that we ourselves bear the ultimate responsibility. Now, of course, you're going to get people who are going to come forward and say that's nonsense. You're also going to get others that are going to say, well, it doesn't apply to me. I write letters. I give to organizations. I do what I can do.
Sure.
But I think we're talking about, I think what he was talking about was people who basically, you're right, lead everyday lives and then can't figure out why it is that those hijackers wanted to destroy the World Trade Center and strike a blow at America.
Yeah, but I tend to agree with him just in the fact that, I mean, my gosh, you know, that extraordinary rendition that you're talking about.
Right.
I mean, that just blows me away to imagine that you know, that stuff is going on in the country. But at the same time, you know, I'm pretty comfortable in where I am in my life. And you know what? Some days I just, you know, unfortunately, I wake up late. I can't call your show right away, but... you know, it makes it tougher to get involved.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, I guess that's my own personal thing that, you know, I'm just lazy, you know. And I think there's probably more people like that out there that just refuse to stand up. But hopefully, you know, hopefully that'll change. And I think it will.
Well, I think you bring up a good point. But I think also, too, the Ward Churchill has to realize, and I think everybody has to realize, that we live in a very, very complex world. And we live in a very, very fast-paced, busy situation. And not all of us have the time nor the ability to be able to, you know, be involved in social action. But, you know, you take what little bit you can do, and you try your best to,
you make,
to make your voice heard. Paul, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you. Take care, Jake.
Okay, have a good day. Everybody wonders where that boat drinks. Turk, you ever wonder where that boat drink thing comes from? Should I explain that?
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, right?
Yeah, the movie Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead, which is one of my all-time favorite films. Even as a diehard leftist, I have a warped sense when it comes to movies. I love that film. One of my bosses here at AM 760 cannot figure out what I see in that movie, and she has brought it up to me several times. But I really love that film. I can watch it over and over and over again. Let's go to Will on a cell phone in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I want to say a few things about Betsy Hoffman.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, speaking as a CU grad, I am embarrassed to say that I am a CU grad over the past few years because of the things that have been going on at that university. So if she wants to get out, good riddance to her. I think that her tenure has been a disgrace.
So she made the right call, in your opinion?
Yes. you know, phrase it any way you want to, good riddance to bad rubbish. And I thought this last year, I mean, the Ward Churchill matter really is a non-issue as far as CU is concerned. I'm concerned with the impact that the football program's controversy has had upon CU's reputation and on my feeling of being a graduate there. And I know this stuff goes on at big programs all across the country. Our programs just happened to be the one caught, but it was such an egregious violation of every standard of decency and ethics that, there's no good way to come out of it. And the fact that it was all covered up. Who paid the price for the Katie Kmita controversy?
Here's what I don't understand. Maybe you can explain this to me. Why is Gary Barnett still standing?
That's a good question, because he won. Because he went to a bowl game. That's the only reason. You can dance on the graves of the unknown soldier as long as you've got a winning program, as long as you do the thing that you're paid to do, which is win football games or win basketball games. That's the only reason Bobby Knight's been around so long, if he's such a big jerk.
Yeah, you're right.
You would not tolerate that kind of abusive behavior from anybody else unless they put people in the seats and they won games.
Very well said, Will. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Don't mean to cut you off, but we're going to get some traffic. And, maybe we ought to think about this with Betsy Hoffman stepping aside. Barnett brings in the dollars. Churchill and Hoffman do not. Although Hoffman did raise a considerable amount of money for CU. 7:42 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. That's 17 minutes in, well, that'll make it 7:43. It makes it 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today around 52. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Bailey. Bailey?
Well, thank you very much. We do have a nice drive on our hands, at least on Boulder Streets. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are doing well. The Turnpike loaded up eastbound from Sheridan to Pecos. Then we're seeing some trouble eastbound on I-70. Reports of a rolled semi approaching Kipling. We'll keep you up to date on that. Southbound I-25, heavy and slow from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36. Then a sluggish across downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, busy between Bellevue and Yale. And we're bunching up southbound 225 on your way into the tech center. Now off the highways, we do have crews busy with an injury accident on Leeds Dale at Holly. Boulder weather right now, 49 degrees. Chance of showers this afternoon with highs in the 50s. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now and receive their Culinary Creations package. Make a smart move. Call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan
loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Including locking in the lowest rate in history, reducing your current monthly payment by up to 58%, and cutting down multiple payments into one simple...
Used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs in Colorado, the selection will absolutely knock you out. At Rockies, you'll find every make and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Volvo, and plus... You'll find great people like Colby, my buddy Colby, who works there. Works in the Tower of Power, and you can also go up and ask him to help you out in getting the car or the truck that you want. Or Larry the Elf, who's there, who's great people. Or my man Spanky. Talk to Spanky about buying an automobile from Rockies. How do I know so much about Rockies? How can I speak from the heart about Rockies? I'll tell you how I can, because I bought four cars there. Mary and I, between the two of us, have bought four cars at Rockies. When I lived here 6 years ago, I wanted an automobile. I found exactly what I wanted with people who cared about how I felt about getting a car, and most dealerships don't even come close to that. Rockies is located conveniently at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And I'll tell you something, Rockies is open between 9 and 8, but if you come after 8, Rockies will stay late. If you're passionate about cars, if you love automobiles, and you want a good deal, the people to go see are Rockies. See Colby, see Larry, see the Bashir brothers, see Spanky. They'll take care of you at
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Scattered rain, maybe some snow showers before 1 o'clock. Then it's going to gradually become sunny, and we'll have a high about 52. A bit breezy today, too. We got a whole cement mixer of stuff here this morning. We've got Betsy Hoffman resigning from CU. We've got Ward Churchill, who is fighting back, striking a verbal blow, or a printed blow, I guess you'd say, at Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman. And my own personal pet peeve, which I can't seem to get over this morning, which I talked about yesterday morning, extraordinary rendition, this idea of snatching people off the street, sending them to countries like Uzbekistan where they get tortured. Last night on ABC's World News Tonight, they had the picture of this guy who was so badly burned he died. And this is being done in your name with your tax dollars. 303-713-7600. Got a couple of lines open now. 303-713-7600. Did Betsy Hoffman make the right... did she make the right move in quitting? And how is Barnett still standing? Well, maybe it's because he brought a bowl game, a bowl championship, and went to a bowl game, and also brings in the dollars. And Ward Churchill, saying that Kaplis and Silverman and the right-wing media has taken everything he has said and has twisted it. He confronts in this letter in the Rocky the whole situation about the use of weapons, which I argued with callers on the right here who called up last week about this. We went around and around about it, and Churchill says that he was talking to basically a group of young people in Seattle at a bookstore, a group of young anarchists, and he was telling them that, you know, that violence just doesn't basically work. He says that he was proposing an alternative, that they attempt to work from within the institutional setting, as I myself have done. The weapons I referred to were young people's own consciousness and capacity to transmit. Along the way, I also pointed out that as relatively privileged Euro-Americans, they were ideally suited to undertake such a project. That's what he meant. We'll also be talking to Michael Kerrigan from the Board of Regents of CU coming up at 8:05. So we've got these three topics going, 303-713-7600, both Ward Churchill and also Betsy Hoffman resigning. Did she make the right call? I maintained earlier, and I said this earlier, that maybe the reason most of you have nothing to say about Betsy Hoffman is because maybe it doesn't affect your life directly. Unless you live in Boulder, work for the university, or perhaps you're an alumni. And we have talked about Ward Churchill ad nauseum. But Churchill finally responding to Kaplis and Silverman's ad in the Boulder Camera. And then, of course, my own pet peeve over the last 2 days, extraordinary rendition. Which I'm just shocked at this country's behavior. Colin in Denver. Colin, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, John. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
I used to listen to you in Florida.
Oh, man, back when I used to work at WFLA.
Yep, back in St. Pete.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I listened to you here before you left about, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And as far as Hoffman goes, I think that I enjoyed all his movies, The Graduate and All the President's Men. I think he should stick to acting.
As far as who now? Say that again.
Hoffman.
Betsy Hoffman, you mean?
Yeah.
She should, yeah, well, there we go. The right wing strikes again. Doug and Parker, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Yes, Ward Churchill and Mr. Barnett and all these people up at CU have cost CU millions and millions of dollars. How many kids back east in Kansas wanted to go to CU and their parents are saying no now? How many donors are not going to donate? You know, how many of the donors that make it rich and become rich businessmen, what side of the fence do they sit on? Usually end up on the right side of the fence, and they're probably not going to send their money to CU.
Well, wait a minute, though, but actually Betsy Hoffman surpassed the $1 billion mark in her Beyond the Boundaries campaign in 2004 after only starting with $337 million in the year 2000.
Well, good for her, but from here on out is what I'm saying. I'm talking from the last 3 months since this Churchill, no doubt Barnett hurt too, but if you're a middle-class person from St. Louis, are you going to send your daughter to CU where they rape people and Churchill is screaming that he hates America?
Even I don't think Ward Churchill, wait a minute, hold it a second, hold it, slow down, slow way down. First of all, I don't think Ward Churchill is screaming that he hates America. You need to give me an example of that. That's number one. Number two.
Well, all you need to do is listen to Silverman and
no, that's not proof of anything. Silverman and Kaplan, that's not proof of anything. Silverman and Kaplan have an agenda. Do you deny that?
No, I don't deny that.
Okay,
but they're reading, they're taking tape recordings right from his words.
Yes, but they're taken out of context. If you read his letter today in the Boulder, if you read his letter today in the Rocky, you'll see that they're taken out of context.
Hey.
Are you denying that they're taken out of context? Yes or no?
I don't think they're taken out. I've listened to the tape.
Oh, okay. Have you read what Ward Churchill has said?
Have you read what Ward Churchill has said?
Have you read what he has said?
I don't have time to read that garbage.
Okay.
Truly.
Yeah.
I'm a Republican. I don't want Churchill.
Oh, no kidding.
I want him in the newspaper all day long. I want Ward Churchill and Michael Moore to sit in the presidential suite in 2008, the Democratic, just like they did last year with Michael Moore.
Thank you for your call.
All right, thank you.
That says it all. 7:54. 6 minutes in front of 8. How can you pass judgment on something if you haven't read it? You can go to the internet and find it. How long would it take you to find Ward Churchill's essay? You can find it in 6-7 minutes. Nothing like making up your mind and not having the facts available. Jeff Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Oh, we're going to go to a break? All right. Jeff, hang on, and we'll come back to you. 303-713-7600, Ward Churchill. Betsy Hoffman resigns that you make the right call. Churchill strikes out against Silverman and Kaplis. And extraordinary rendition. Jay Marvin with you on AM 60, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They have their talk station. Now we've got ours. Oh.
optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Ovaltine is good.
And it's loaded with vitamins and minerals.
Nesquik powder doesn't come close.
More Ovaltine, please.
AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Let's see the details. Take delivery by 3:31:05. See your local Chevy dealer today.
More than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Italy is turning up the heat on the Bush administration with regard to what Washington has described as a tragic mishap in Iraq last Friday over the release of an Italian journalist. Foreign Minister Gianfranco Fini did not mince his words when he addressed Parliament in Rome this morning that Washington owes Italy a full explanation on why a respected Italian intelligence officer was shot to death and the journalist was nearly killed herself last week upon her release from her captors. Journalist Giuliana Segrina thinks the U.S. intentionally sought to stage the conflict because the U.S. opposes Italy's policy of negotiating with kidnappers, but Fini described the hypothesis as groundless. Speculation is strong that President Bush is trying to send a message to the United Nations with the appointment yesterday of arms-controlled official John Bolton as his next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Bolton was never a big fan of the world body. In 1994, Bolton declared that there's no such thing as as the United Nations, saying that if the UN Sanctuary building in New York lost 10 stories, it would not make a bit of difference. Bolton's Washington career included stints in the Reagan and the first Bush White House of George H.W. Bush. State Secretary Condoleezza Rice, in announcing the President's choice of Bolton yesterday, said the United States is committed to the success of the United Nations. If Senate confirmation of Bolton is anything like what he experienced in 2001, it will not be a cakewalk. 43 Democratic senators voted against his bid for the post of U.S. arms control. Unpublicized studies for the military suggest the Army is entering a prolonged recruitment slump. According to the studies, fewer young blacks and women are choosing to sign up, and more of the potential recruits are citing a fear of going to combat as their top reason not to join. According to a study published in August, the reasons have changed. It used to be inconvenience or preference for another life choice. These days, it's something very different, fear of death or injury. Army is trying to expand its recruitment by 30,000 soldiers, and so far, it's about 6% behind schedule. Republican Arizona Senator John McCain says he committed no impropriety by pressing the case of New York's Cablevision Systems for pricing changes with regulators. This at a time when a tax-exempt group he co-founded solicited $200,000 in contributions from the company. Word of the development was somewhat of a surprise, since McCain has argued steadfastly for ridding politics of big money. What's more, Cablevision coughed up $110,000 a year from McCain's chief political advisor, Rick Davis. Cablevision's money accounted for 15% of the Institute's fundraising in 2003. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Full highways are still an accident-free this morning, and Boulder streets look real good. Foothills Parkway and the Dagnor are doing well. The Turnpike's busy Denver-bound from Sheridan over to Pecos, and we're seeing brake lights. Southbound I-25 from Thornton Park.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge, yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard. And on the web, at eoptics.com.
Even if you're just a passenger, call one... Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
If the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born, and it is certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love to celebrate Club in the Morning.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Look for the high today to get around 52 after some brief periods of rain and possibly some snow showers. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Betsy Hoffman resigning. Ward Churchill strikes back against Kaplis and Silverman and the Rocky this morning. And extraordinary rendition or anything else that may be on your mind. Right now on the phone with us is Michael Kerrigan, one of a few of the only Democratic members of the Board of Regents at CU. Michael Kerrigan went to CU Law School. And Michael, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. It's a pleasure to be on 760 after listening to the governor criticize me by name on several other talk shows that are pretty far to the right.
Well, you know, let me start with that. What seems to be the problem between you and the governor? By the way, as somebody who used to be my friend, the governor, I can't get him to return any of my phone calls either. So I don't know what stratosphere he's operating in these days.
I don't know, and I hope someone does ask the governor that question. We want to have a good relationship with the governor. We need the governor's help at the University of Colorado. And if you look around the country, you can't have a great state without a great flagship university. And if you look around the country, those great flagship universities always have the advocacy, the support of the governor, and we need Governor Owens' help moving forward.
Well, specifically, because I didn't hear him on any of these other right-wing talk stations. I don't ever listen to them, to be honest with you. What was he taking off after you about?
The Ward Churchill situation. I'm the only attorney on the board, Jay, and I've tried to explain to people that there is this quaint idea called due process,
right,
and freedom of speech, and those are things we need to respect. And if we don't, that the regents face personal liability. And the governor has said that if I'm not willing to expose myself to personal liability, then I shouldn't be on the board.
Yeah, that's the next thing I wanted to ask you about, because we talked about it here last week and we talked about it earlier this week. The fact that if Ward Churchill is fired, that if you make the decision to fire him and that he goes to court and it turns out that he wins, claiming that he was fired over what he said, you yourself and the other regents could be personally liable. It has been that.
That's true? Absolutely true. But let me be clear. We're going to do the right thing, whatever that is. And it's important that we do the right thing under the law, though. We're not going to do what's politically popular. And we're going to do the right thing. And maybe that does mean we get sued. And if it's a principled stand, I'm not afraid of that. But I just think it's important that people understand that. And because there's greater issues at stake for this wonderful university. President Hoffman was a class act. The way she made her decision, the fact that she realized that the university's future is much more important than her own personal future. And we have so many wonderful stories to tell, and I look forward to being able to tell them.
So you think she did the right thing in stepping aside?
I think she did. I think it was a courageous act on her part because of relentless attacks by certain elected officials, and also certain parts of the media. It was so hard for us to stay focused on our central mission, which is educating the 50,000 students that attend the University of Colorado.
You know what I can't understand, and maybe I'm way out of line in asking this, although I've speculated about it on the air. How in the world does she have to fall on her own sword, and Gary Barnett keeps his job? How does that work?
Well, it's always difficult for me to address personnel questions, but I'll just say this. There's a lot of people asking that question, and I think it's a fair one.
Okay, and I respect that because once again, we have to operate by due process, and we have to operate by the rule of law.
At least on 760, we do.
Yeah, at least on 760, we do. And you know, it seems to me that the governor seems to have a little bit of trouble understanding that.
Well, again, I just hope we can move forward, and I hope the governor looks for more opportunities to help the university because we do need his help.
When will we get a decision about Ward Churchill? Some people have said March the 9th. When do you think something will come down on that?
Yeah, the only place I've heard that is in the media. I have not heard anything about it on That'll be tomorrow. My understanding is the end of the week at the earliest. And I want to be clear, this is not the Regents' investigation. This is an investigation by the Chancellor, and it is the first step in a 4 or 5 step process. So the report will not be delivered to the Board of Regents. It will be public, and that's good. We are moving towards more accountability, more transparency. It's moves that the President started, and we on the Board of Regents intend to continue.
All right, you say a 4 or 5 step process. Outline some of the other steps that will
take
place.
Sure, I'd be delighted. It could be that the Chancellor issues a report and says, nothing here, we're not going to take any action. Then it's over. If there is a notice of intent to dismiss, then it goes to a faculty committee, and then the faculty committee makes a recommendation to the President, and then the President makes a recommendation to the Board of Regents. Those are the 4 steps. And it's not a quick process. Because of due process, it can take a year or two to go through. The board has terminated tenured professors. We're not afraid to do it when it's justified, but we're going to do it only for legal reasons and not for politically popular reasons.
But this could drag on for 2 years?
The tenure process can take 2 years alone, and then you're talking about a likely court battle after that.
Which, how long would that go on?
This is certainly something that could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court because of the importance of the free speech issues.
You know what amazes me about this, and it's 8:11, 11 minutes after 8, we have Michael Kerrigan on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. What amazes me about this, all of this because of this one essay that Ward Churchill wrote? How much money is this going to cost the university system and ultimately the taxpayers of the state of Colorado if this goes all the way to the Supreme Court?
A lot of money, and that's something that the Board of Regents has to weigh in considering all of our options.
I wonder if the taxpayers realize the bill here.
I don't know. I hope that that's something that's discussed. People have criticized the board for even thinking about a settlement, but you know, you look at the redistricting battle where certain people spent over $500,000 in taxpayers' money to do a redistricting power grab that ended up finding to be unconstitutional by our state Supreme Court. Personally, I'd much rather see that kind of money go into supporting students and supporting those students that are having trouble paying the higher tuition rates that are resulting from the drastic, drastic state cuts we've suffered over the last 6 years.
So would you favor a settlement then?
I don't know. It's like buying anything. It depends on what the price is. And I think we would be foolish not to consider a settlement if there's a reasonable amount.
Yeah, obviously, Churchill's lawyer said, you know, I had him on here for, you know, $10. No, he's not going to settle. If the price was right, he certainly would settle. In the end, that would be I hope Ward Churchill doesn't go, but in the end, it seems to me that would be the cheapest way out for the taxpayers.
It could be, and David Lane has also thrown out a figure of $10 million, and that's not something I could support at all.
I don't think anybody could support $10 million. Michael, thank you so much for your time, and you're welcome back here anytime you want.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate
it. All right. There's Michael Kerrigan from the Board of Regents at CU, having a bit of difficulty with the governor, as I have had a bit of difficulty with the governor. He and I used to be friends. I guess we still are. However, we invited him on this morning, and he just blew us off. So, I don't know. Turk, what does that mean? Does that mean we're no longer friends with the governor? I'm not sure what that means. It's 8:14, 14 minutes after 8. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada, who's been hanging on. Jeff, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Boat drinks, Jay.
Hey, boat drinks, Jeff.
You know this isn't centered around the essay. I know that's what the genesis of all this is
right.
The essay, but that's not all that is on the table.
No, there's more out there. You're right. But I didn't want to get into that because that's a personnel matter. And, you know, I didn't get into it with Kerrigan because I don't think Michael Kerrigan would comment on that.
Sure. I have 2 points. One goes to a previous caller. The other has to do with what's going to happen. And that's going to be about a $2 million buyout.
Right.
One would have to assume that at $100,000 a year for 20 years, that was about his lifespan with the college continued. And that's the easiest exit out for the college because there are a lot of questionable things besides that essay. And I don't think anybody wants to go to the Supreme Court based on that. So I think they'll buy him out.
Well, with the taxpayer, you know, you have to ask, does the institution and the taxpayers want to shoulder the burden? Do we want to shoulder the burden to have to fight this thing all the way to the Supreme Court? I don't think so.
Well, I think on a moral level, you know, principled level from my side of it, I would say yes, because I think he needs to be made an example of. And I think everything he's said and written is pertinent and not just things people want to take out, like his essay and Little Eichmann's. There's a hell of a lot more of it than that.
Yeah, you and I know, disagree on this, but go ahead.
On September 11th, he said the action was correct. You remember that? Did you ever hear that?
No.
He said on September 11th, as we were all stunned and shocked, he said the action, and he used the word action, as correct. And when a student asked him later, why shouldn't we do something and how could we move so that they don't see us coming, that was in reference to why did it take Arabs to do what we all should have been doing?
Yeah, I think he kind of explains that, though, and gets into it in this letter this morning in the Rocky.
But the point is, he follows through and says, you don't send the Indian movement into downtown Seattle.
Well, but he explains what he means by that. He says, I mean, if you read, and I can quote it to you if you haven't read it already.
No, I have. What he wrote today contradicts what he said.
I don't think it does.
Holton, let me explain, Joe, okay? Just give me a second. Let me explain.
Sure, go ahead.
The student asked, per Ward Churchill's words, this is context. Everybody complains about context. We're going to have context. Ward Churchill asked the group, why did it take a bunch of Arabs to do what you should have been doing years ago? A student follows up and asks him, why shouldn't we do something and how could we move so they don't see us coming? That's context, Jay. He asked specifically about the biggest terrorist attack, I think, that we know of, and he follows through to say, and he refers to action, which he uses consistently as a violent action. He says event. You can his words. He says event when he talks about not just an event, but he says, you don't send the Indian movement into downtown Seattle to conduct an action. Who do you send? You. And this is in context from a question.
I'm aware of that
statement that he said.
I'm totally and perfectly aware of that. But I think
massage his words now. But it's clear if you listen from the student's question.
I have heard that
what he said. That he isn't saying, go and sit with a protest sign. They won't see you coming with a protest sign. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, Jeff, I gave you your time. Now, can I have some time?
Of course.
Okay, thanks. I mean, I can demand it and take it if I want to, but I thought it would
ask. And I do have one follow-up, too. I did have a point.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold in the phone zone here, and then we'll come back. 303-713-7600. It's 817, 17 minutes after 8. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. So far, it's been a real easy commute. Now we're seeing some trouble on the diagonal with a crash boulder-bound at Mineral, so that's slowing us down a little bit. Eastbound on the turnpike, we're slow from Sheridan to Pecos, and we're seeing brake lights southbound I-25 from Thornton Parkway to Highway 36, and a slow through downtown in T-Rex. Northbound I-25, it's heavy from Bellevue up to University, and southbound 225 slows towards the Tech Center. Eastbound 6th Avenue bunches up from Sheridan over to I-25. Boulder weather right now, 49 degrees with a chance of showers this afternoon and highs in the 50s. Wells Fargo customers enjoy exclusive savings at hundreds of locations with the Wells Fargo Link program. No fee to participate and at a variety of businesses to choose from, including Subway, Fantastic Sam's, and Executive Tan's. Visit WellsFargoLink.com and start saving today. Wells Fargo Banks, member FDIC. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Their own republic. And now they service all the community needs from 7 a.m. to midnight daily with coffee, lunch, dinner, and their famous in-house.
If you're looking for the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, Rockies has got it. They've got every make and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And Rockies has them all at one convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. The people at Rockies are are so friendly. They're so committed to doing such a great job. That's why Mary and I bought four cars there. And you know what? I'm likely to buy there again. As a matter of fact, we will be buying another car from Rockies, and you should buy from Rockies as well. Go see my friends there. Go see Colby in the Tower of Power. Go see Larry the Elf. Say hello to my man Spanky out there, or talk to the Bashir brothers, Tom and Marv. They'll take care of you. At Rockies, if you arrive late, they'll stay late. As a matter of fact, Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. in the morning until 8 in the evening, but if you arrive after 8, they'll stay late. Rockies will do what it takes to make you happy, and that sets them far apart from most car dealerships along the Front Range. Rockies Autos, check them out. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh my God, is that brainstem back? Yes, I am. It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. They've got their radio station. We've got ours now more than ever. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, we got a couple of things on the table here this morning. Churchill and his letter attacking Kaplis and Silverman. Betsy Hoffman steps down. Did she make the right move? And extraordinary rendition or anything else you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. All right, Jeff, I don't think there's anything I'm going to say that's going to convince you, and I don't think there's anything you're going to say that's going to convince me. So I think what we'll do is we'll go back to Jeff in Nevada, bring him out of the phone zone, make the final point. It's yours.
The final point actually goes back to a previous caller. Is my good friend Van in Boulder, much out on his deck sunbathing, except this day.
Don't say that.
Or what?
No. Wait a minute. Don't attack somebody who's not here.
No, he actually sunbathes a lot. Actually,
oh, do you know him?
I know him secondarily, but he does say he's out on his patio.
All right, go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'd like to be out on my patio, wouldn't you?
I thought you were being sarcastic. Go ahead, finish your point. You're monopolizing the time.
Or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's from the First Amendment. Our Bill of Rights has gone nowhere, Jay, and you are a prime example of it. You spend 4 hours a day making sure to point out everything wrong on the right, and that's a good thing.
Well, you know what? I disagree with you when it comes to our Bill of Rights going nowhere. I think extraordinary rendition of the Patriot Act overshadow that. But I thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. Have a good day. Let me go to Amy in Denver. Amy, you're on 760 AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Well, I just want to tell you, Churchill was on Mar's show on HBO. He was exceedingly good, and
he looked a little nervous.
Well, you know. I think he's humble, Don't you think he's humble?
Yes, he came across as being very humble and very thoughtful.
Yes. Oh, what's wrong with that? I think that's very good. I think Silverman and Kaplan, they don't have an agenda. They have a vendetta. And it's disgusting that the jackals of talk radio, and I think the governor should get out himself.
All right, Amy, tell them how you really feel. Thank you for the call. Oh, 303-713-7600 to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the Betsy Hoffman issue, I just want to say you're asking, did she make the right move?
Right.
Now, I remember when the whole rape scandal broke, and I thought, well, there's a woman president at CU. Clearly, she's going to fire these bastards, you know. And she didn't, and I thought, well, she succumbed to some sort of pressure, probably including people, the likes of the governor and the Bill McCartneys and the Promise Keepers and that group.
Right.
I imagine they weren't going to have anything done to their football team, no matter what. But now she's in a different situation, and I think what she's done, and I have a prediction, I believe that she's basically put them in check. Because now, as I understood it, when you had the Regents member speaking, he was suggesting that this process ultimately goes through a series of recommendations that end at her desk.
Right.
Now, she has nothing to lose, and she's clearly expressed, I think, her support with her statements like we're going into a new McCarthyism and that sort of thing. I think she's clearly expressed Churchill's right to speak. And I believe that now she's basically put herself in a position where she can do the right thing, and she no longer has anything to lose. My prediction is that the Caplesses and the Silvermans of this world are going to turn their guns on Betsy Hoffman and try to discredit her and destroy her in the public eye. That's my little prediction.
Well, we'll have to see if that's exactly what goes on. And I find your analysis of her stepping down to be pretty good. You know, she is free now to make any decision she wants unless they find somebody beforehand. But she's got until June 30th, and that report on... that report on Churchill is due out in the next couple of days. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what she decides to do.
Well, I think she's beat those bastards at their own game. I think she has integrity, and I think she's smart, and that's something that they weren't counting on.
Thanks, Kev.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
I think when she walked out of that press conference last week, I could see this coming. I just said, oh, I've had enough of this job being micromanaged by talk radio and by politicians with their own agendas. I think Kevin's got it right, too. She's in a lot better position now to do some things, unless Jerry Rutledge and his Colorado Springs cabal, you know, put the ace on it, put Hank Brown in there or something like that. I think your points are great, too, about Churchill. Where can I get a full tape of that Seattle bookstore thing? All we hear is the carefully edited excerpts that we get on Cablis and Silverman. Where can you get the whole thing?
You know, I would search the Internet for it if it were up to me. But, you know, I think Ward Churchill explains very, very well in his letter today. I think he explains very, very well what he meant by that. And, you know, only somebody who's trying to twist what he says would take it as him wanting to incite students to violence. He's too rational of a man for that.
And this Arab, you know, what did it take to, well, why didn't we do what the Arabs did? I think that means get the country's attention. And
yeah, that's what I took out of it, too. I took out of it, you know, if you stop for a second and analyze our policy in the Mideast, plus our involvement in neocolonialism and, in some cases, colonialism, you think back on it, all he's saying is, why did it take so long for somebody to strike back at us? He's shocked that it has taken so long for all of us not to come home.
Yeah, the conservatives wrap themselves in the Bible so much.
Right, and the flag.
One of the key lessons of the Bible is you get your own house in order before you start criticizing somebody else's. And that's basically what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I agree.
And Churchill's work is also easy pickings because people are not used to Socratic methods of instruction in a college level. And confronting students in that way and making them put themselves in somebody else's shoes and look at a position from that level. And it's really easy when a professor does that to take those words out of context and make them say anything you basically want them to say.
Exactly, and that's exactly what they've done. Thank you, man. Bill, thank you for the call.
Yep.
303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Talking about Ward Churchill striking back this morning in the Rocky about Betsy Hoffman stepping down. Did she do the right thing? And, of course, Ward Churchill says, once again, what I have said has been turned into the opposite of itself. First, Dan Kaplis, Craig Silverman, and numerous other right-wing media spinmeisters asserted that I advocated terrorist attacks on the United States in my op-ed piece, September 12, 2001. Even a casual reading of that piece, as well as a 300-page book on the justice of roosting chickens, in which I more fully document my argument, reveals that I did not advocate such attacks. Rather, I pointed out that they were and will continue to be the inevitable result of U.S. foreign policy that disregards the rule of law and results in massive death and destruction abroad. Next, the dynamic duo and their colleagues attempted to discredit me through an endless stream of personal attacks. These have failed because the facts, even though not reported in the media, do not support their assertions. That's Ward Churchill. All right, it's 8:30 on the AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station, we've got ours. And here's traffic, progressive traffic, with Bailey.
Well, thank you. So far, it's been a real easy commute, but now we have a couple of issues. We have a crash boulder-bound on the diagonal at Mineral, and then a left-lane accident northbound I-25 just past 225, so that's adding to delays from Bellevue up to University. We're slow eastbound on the turnpike between Federal and Pecos, and it's busy southbound I-25. From Thornton Parkway to Highway 36, and it's sluggish through downtown and T-Rex. Southbound 225 slows towards the Tech Center, and eastbound 6th Avenue bunching up from Sheridan over to I-25. Boulder weather right now about 49 degrees with highs in the 50s and a chance of showers this afternoon. Now is the perfect time to take off with a low sale fare from United and hit the road with double car upgrade and double miles from Hertz. Hurry, sale ends March 18th. Check out united.com for more information and to book your getaway and upgrade today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Brake safety expert. The inspection is free. The assurance is priceless. Just brakes, earning your trust at every stop.
You can now get up on the left side of the bend. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ah, something like a refreshing drink of a diet soda here. 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600 on the flame this morning. Betsy Hoffman steps down. Did she do the right thing? And Ward Churchill strikes back in Milwaukee this morning, taking on Kaplis and Silverman in a letter. And people have called up and pointed that I should read this letter from a guy by the name of Matthew De Niro in Centennial. Listen to this. Yes, Ward Churchill is abrasive, but too much has been made of him and his comments, so get over it. And to the right-wing mouth breeders out there calling for his head, Owens, Andrews, Rosen, Carroll, and the rest, I ask you this. How much of a fuss did you make when the Reverend Jerry Falwell on September the 13th, 2001, that America deserved the 9/11 terrorist attacks? Falwell said, God continues to lift the curtain and allow the enemies of America to give us probably what we deserve. His comrade in moronity, the Reverend Pat Robertson, agreed. Then they went on to point their fingers specifically at civil rights groups, saying such groups helped this happen. Falwell and Robinson condoned terrorism while the dust from the World Trade Center was still settling. But the response from the right wing was nothing like this maelstrom. The rebuff from the White House was typically tepid, and a few years later, I'm sure President Bush and the new Republicans didn't hesitate one second in accepting big campaign contributions from these traitorous fools. Moral values? When is this hypocrisy going to stop? Good point. I had forgotten about Jerry Falwell making that statement and how much of a hoopla was raised over that, basically. What came out of the right wing over that? I'm sure Limbaugh, Rosen, and the rest had nothing to say about that. Let's go to Warren in Golden. Warren, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Great to hear you this morning.
Thank you.
I didn't really tune in until 7, but the early calls that came in were just really great. And I really think it would be great if you could get on and you know, fill in for Randy Rhodes and get Ward Churchill on nationally.
I would like, you know, I have asked and asked and asked and asked.
Well,
and I would give him 4 hours of just to let him talk.
Well, I think there's more people out here than you know that would just be so behind that, and I hope that we can, you know, push for that because I think it would be great. You know, this right wing fishing expedition stuff, you know, where Kaplis and Silverman are doing this cherry picking, and then they say, "Oh well, we've given you all this context." It's typical stuff.
Yep.
You know, there's a book that I got. It's just come out, it's basically a guy. His name is Walden Bellow. He's a professor. It's called The Dilemmas of Domination. It's published by Metropolitan Books. It just came out, and in there, he says basically the same things that Ward Churchill is saying, you know. And so I think what we really need to do is we need to buy Kaplis and Silverman some airfare down. He's a professor of sociology and public administration at the University of the Philippines. And I think we need to buy Kaplis and Silverman some airfare down to the Philippines and, you know, let them report back to us as far as how successful they can be getting rid of them because... And, of course, you know, we really need one-way airfare for them.
Now you sound like them.
I know.
Now you sound like the right wing, because that's always the right wing's thing. Love it or leave it. Agree with us or get out.
I know. But, I mean, they would enjoy this. You know, it's a fishing expedition. There's probably good fishing down there.
It smacks of the McCarthy years, if you ask me.
Well, you know, and Betsy Hoffman, you know, I did read the Post this morning, and the credits for that lady are just phenomenal if you read the paper.
Right.
And in a resignation letter, she has bullet points, of which the second point is a defense for academic freedom.
Yep.
Freedom of speech, and so I think that's really tremendous. And
see, you know something, we operate, this country operates, and part of it is that those of us on the left have allowed this to happen, and we have to put an end to it. We operate on a double standard. The Falwells, the Robinsons, the rest of them, the Limbaughs, the G. Gordon Liddys, the rest of them, they can all get away with this stuff. The O'Reillys can all get away with this, and nobody says word one. When it happens on the left, people go absolutely berserk over it, and we've got to put a stop to this.
Yeah, their patriotism, of course, is unquestioned.
Yeah, exactly. They're never challenged. They're never told to leave the country. You never get any of that. I mean, O'Reilly is the most disgusting of all of them, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess he, you know, like I think you were saying earlier that he was interviewed and said, oh, we got to get Churchill out of there and all that.
Right.
Rigmarole. But anyway, keep on keeping on. I loved when you had Kaplis on there, and you know, you wouldn't let him use his little silver-tongued devil approach of, oh, we're so self-righteous and we would never do anything wrong and blah, blah, blah.
All right, Warren, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank
man.
You, Jay.
Okay, let's go to George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. George, you there?
Yeah, hi, Jay. I'm sorry, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, that's all right.
First-time caller and a big fan. I'm glad you're back in town here.
Thanks, man.
And I finally sat down and actually read the Ward Churchill essay last night. Because so many people, I think, are commenting about this that actually haven't read the entire thing.
Right.
And, you know, to tell you my prejudices, I'm a Democrat. I find most of the things that have happened in this country since George Bush was elected to be pretty abhorrent. But that being said, I think it's a little disingenuous for Churchill to say that that he wasn't trying to justify the terrorist attacks, when it seems to me that that entire essay is a justification of the terrorist attacks.
Well, here's what I say.
When he gets to the very end of the whole essay, which is, you know, the people that push back, and he says, as they must, as they should. I mean, that seems fairly clear to me that he was justifying, and he talks about, the whole essay talks about the moral equivalency is, you know, we held German civilians accountable for what they allowed to happen, and hence that was the genesis of the little Eichmann remark. And I just think it's very disingenuous to say he's not justifying when that's what that entire essay was all about.
See, I didn't come away with that at all. What I came away with when reading it was the feeling that he was basically saying that it's the same thing of if you drop water into a still pond, you're going to get a ripple. What happened was inevitable, and that things like this are going to happen in the future until we face up to what basically this country has done. And it's very, 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 very tough to even go down that road. Because it's very tough to have that discussion about, one of the things about criticism, self-criticism, is it doesn't work. Nobody wants to criticize themselves, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, like I say, I read the essay, and I believe he goes to great lengths to draw parallels, and he goes into the history of how we have, whether inadvertently or not, we have certainly killed our first share of civilians and other places.
Well, we have.
We call it collateral damage. But I know we have, but that's what I'm saying. That's what he uses to say these were, and he also says they're whatever they were, commando combat squads rather than terrorists.
Right.
And that they were basically, and he draws rather a tenuous conclusion that, you know, anybody that was on Wall Street is part of the military industrial establishment, so they are not innocent victims. They are part of the war machine.
But it's not
and
the same.
And they're legitimate targets. So, like I said, you can't say all this that he's just, you know, he's saying those were legitimate targets. Legitimate military targets, and of course the Pentagon was a legitimate military target.
Oh yeah, but didn't
that,
we do?
But that's part of his justification for the attacks.
But as he points out on Bill Maher on Friday night, which I just saw last night because I TiVo'd it. You know, didn't we hold the Germans and the Japanese to that standard?
Well, yes, we did. But that's what I'm saying is that you know you can't say you're not just. That's what your entire essay was all about.
Well, I don't think he's backing. I don't think he's backing away from that at all. Listen, I'm starting to lose you, George. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day. It's 8:44. Make that 60 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin and Progressive Traffic with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are looking good. Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe are doing well. The diagonal seeing some trouble with a crash boulderbound. That's at Mineral. And the turnpike wide open in both directions. Now, we do have a new accident coming in southbound Highway 85 at 120th. Then southbound I-25 loaded up from 84th to the turnpike. And it's busy through downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25 slows from Bellevue up to Colorado. And if you're headed to the airport, I-70 and Pena Boulevard are trouble-free. Boulder weather right now, about 49 degrees with highs in the 50s and a chance of showers sometime this afternoon. Arapahoe Basin season passes are still available. Adult season passes are just $179. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com. Toyota is the official vehicle of Arapahoe Basin. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the Al Franken Show, we like to say that national security begins at home. But being a strong nation is not just about my missile or your missile. It's about having strong...
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship, and we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
M-A-R-V-I-N at am760.net, or just go to our website at www.am760.net, and you'll see where you can email me there, and I'll read your emails back between 6 and 7 every morning, whatever emails I get. So that's J-A-Y-M-A-R-V-I-N at am760.net, or go to www.am760.net, and you can email me there. We're talking about Churchill, Ward Churchill's letter this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, facts don't support attacks, and Betsy Hoffman stepping down, and extraordinary rendition, or just the basic state of the nation, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Centennial. Bob, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, Bob. How are you?
Good. I had read your website when you had talked about the White Rose Society.
Right.
Okay. And, I mean, I had known about that for years because history's always been kind of something I enjoy. And, you know, Americans would not have a clue as to what those people went through to oppose, you know, Nazi Germany in, what, 1943?
Right.
And, you know, and we're kind of the war Churchill thing and all like that. Those people really had a lot of guts and, you know what happened to them in the end and all. And I look at America today, a lot of things with Germany, the Enabling Acts, and, I mean, most Germans, I'm sure, in 1933 and 32 were just regular people. You know, they weren't out there to conquer the world or to oppress people.
No, I think that if you look at the facts, I think most of them thought that they were doing the right thing.
Right, and now and we say, well, we wouldn't be putting Jews in concentration camps, we wouldn't be doing that. But maybe it's a different group of people that's no less important. And I mean, we are doing it right now. And then your extraordinary rendition. Taking people out of the country, and people were saying, well, that's okay. That's them. That's not us. And I
don't mean to interrupt you here, but I don't know how many people watched, because I don't watch it that often, but I happened to catch it last night, the World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, where they show the picture of this guy who had been sent to Uzbekistan, who they tortured. They basically boiled him to death and couldn't get the information out of him. They ended up killing him. That's being done in my name and in your name with our tax dollars. It's disgusting.
Right. I mean, it's really sad. It just kind of, and the Iraq thing, I knew when we first went in there that pretty soon it would be them and us.
Right.
And, and they shoot people, and I can understand it because they're trying to kill you, and not that it makes it right, but all of a sudden all of them is the enemy. And like in Vietnam, it was them and us. And, if they were dead, like the only good gook's a dead gook. And you start looking at a population like that, and it's kind of, you don't want to be there, and then they're trying to kill you. So, these checkpoints, I've been doing a lot of reading on the checkpoints there.
Yeah, those mobile checkpoints, one that the Italian journalist got caught in?
Correct. And the Iraqis don't even have a clue as to what the Americans are saying. And there's a lot of really interesting things, and people will say, well, they were driving too fast, they were doing this, but these people don't even have a clue as to what's going on. And I was reading some articles written by Americans that were shot at these checkpoints,
right.
And they were saying it is so confusing to know just exactly what's supposed to be going on. And nobody here really talks much about it. They say, oh, they were going too fast, they were doing this. And when they said they're going to have a full investigation, I really don't have a whole lot of faith in what a full investigation would be.
Unless it's bipartisan, I have no faith in it.
Right. I can understand the soldiers' point of view because, I mean, they're scared. I mean, they have to be scared. And I just really think it's a them against us, and you become your own little...
Well, you dehumanize the person that you're dealing with. You dehumanize people that you're dealing with. And the thing to me, this whole thing in Iraq reminds me of Vietnam. In other words, that government that's there, that's trying to struggle to form, it couldn't make it without our help. It can't stand on its own. And if it is that effective, then why couldn't we just turn around and leave like a month from now when they get that thing set up? I think we're planning to stay there for years.
Well, that's why they're building those hardened...
That's exactly right. Bob, thank you for the call.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks a bunch. I thought it was great with really Churchill that you're finally... one of the things that has never been talked about was, I mean, the appropriateness of Churchill's remarks and his analogies. And, I mean, the reality is in history there have been lots of full-size Eichmanns. Remember, Eichmann didn't do the actual murder.
No, he just figured out the train schedules.
Move it along.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
When basically Pol Pot did his systematic murder of millions of people, there were full-size Eichmanns helping him.
Right.
And when, the Soviet Union murdered 7.5 million kulaks, there were full-size Eichmanns helping him. And when, the Turks annihilated 1.5 million Armenians, there were full-size Eichmanns helping them. I mean, Eichmann is an ordinary guy. He's the common face of banal evil.
Yeah, he just went to, he basically just went to work every day and made sure that the machine ran smoothly.
Right.
He never pulled the trigger nor released a gas pellet nor did any of that stuff himself.
Right. But he's the only one we know. And that's why Churchill used his name. And he called them Little Eichmanns because he wanted to show that they weren't majorly involved, but they knew what was happening and they did nothing about it anyway. And let me give you a great example. When will the Japanese slaughter the Chinese in Nanking? There was a tobacco company that had a contest between two sub-lieutenants to see which one would cut off 100 people's heads first.
All right. Now, you know what? I appreciate the call, man. I'm just out of time. I'm up against the clock, but thanks. Your points are very salient, and I thank you for your...
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism.
Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Smith and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here!
Who wants Ovaltine hot?
Me!
Let's make more!
More Ovaltine, please!
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Flies.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Linked it to progress against terrorism. President spoke for close to 30 minutes before a supportive audience. There was no mention about the ongoing hostilities in Iraq as the nation struggles to form a new government. Also excluded from his address this morning was the pro-Syrian protest in Beirut. Unpublicized studies for the military suggest the Army is entering a prolonged recruiting slump. According to the studies, fewer young blacks and women are choosing to sign up, and more of the potential recruits are citing a fear of going to combat as their top reason not to join. According to a study published in August, the reasons have changed. It used to be inconvenience or preference for another life choice. These days, it's something very different, fear of death or injury. Yesterday, the Senate Republicans and Democrats squabbled over the issue of improving minimum wage, but to no avail. Before yesterday's defeat, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy tied a proposed increase to the issue of family values.
It's a children's issue. It's a women's issue. It's a family issue. If you care about family values, you're going to vote for an increase in the minimum wage.
Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy amid a throng of supporters before the defeat of the minimum wage bill. Now the lawmakers are turning their attention to controversial bankruptcy measure. Republicans with the support of big business want to alter the landscape for consumers to make it real tough to file for bankruptcy. Democrats are largely in favor of keeping status quo. Asked about the proposed changes, the leadership of the Budget Credit Counseling Service, Luther Gatling, whose office has been assisting consumers for close to 30 years.
The law is not being abused at all. Not at all. Once that relief comes, and in the bankruptcy code, the word relief is in there. When that relief comes, that person's able to be a productive citizen once more back into the community. I have never seen over the years anybody that's filed a petition to bankruptcy and did it with a smile on their face. When they do it, they're apprehensive about it. They don't want to do it. They have to do it as a last resort.
Luther Gatling of the Budget Credit Counseling Service. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most...
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, Boulder streets are thinning out after a busy morning. Crews are clearing a crash boulderbound on the diagonal at Mineral. Then Foothills Parkway and the Turnpike are moving along fine. Southbound I-25, busy across downtown, and it's sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225 is jamming up a little bit on your way into the tech center. Then watch for a possible car fire. It's eastbound 6th Avenue at Santa Fe. And we do have a pretty serious accident southbound Highway 85 at 120th. It's a car and a semi, and Flight for Life is on the way. Boulder weather right now, 49 degrees with highs in the 50s and a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. On Bailey AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins
at... Buy your next home for the same payment, so call us today at 303-783-3983 or at idealhomeloans.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. It's 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered rain, snow showers before 1 o'clock this afternoon. They're mostly cloudy and gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high of around 52. Won't be too bad of a day. A little breezy outside, but otherwise it's going to be another nice day along the Front Range. Good morning. 303-713-7600. We've got Betsy Hoffman stepping down. She did that yesterday. And do you think she made the right decision? Ward Churchill fights back with a letter to the Rocky Mountain News this morning. He says, once again, what I have said has been turned into opposite of itself. First Dan Kaplis and Greg Silverman and numerous other right-wing media spinmeisters asserted that I advocated terrorist attacks on the United States in my op-ed piece, September 12, 2001. Even a casual reading of that piece, as well as a 300-page book on the justice of roosting chickens, in which I wrote more fully and documented my argument, reveals that I did not advocate such attacks. Rather, I pointed out that they were and will continue to be the inevitable result of U.S. foreign policy that disregards the rule of law and results in the massive death and destruction abroad. That's a little bit of Ward Churchill this morning. And Betsy Hoffman, of course, Elizabeth Hoffman, stepping down, saying, I have spoken many times about my view of principled leadership. A principled leadership, it has become clear to me that amid the serious matters of the University of Colorado now confronts, my role as a leader of the university has become an issue. It appears to me it is in the university's best interest that I remove the issue of my future from the debate so nothing inhibits CU's ability to successfully create a bright future it so deserves. And then I brought up two other additional topics here this morning. One of them was this extraordinary rendition, which absolutely nauseates me and makes me sick. It's a human rights violation any way you look at it. And then also this freak kind of bizarre story that's going around about people driving off at the gas pump due to gas prices. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Derek, who's been long waiting in Denver. Derek, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to make the point that I hope we don't lose sight of the issue with Warren Churchill, that it's more about his right to say what he wants, and it's his right to have his own opinions rather than what they are. I mean, I don't think we want to get caught up in, you know, policing what we think.
No, I don't think we do either. But I also think that it's inherent upon those of us who get what he's saying to come forward and point out to those who don't get what he's saying exactly what he means and not let them twist it into being something that it isn't.
Right. And that's a good point. I also think people always bring up patriotism. I think it's very patriotic to question what people do in our names. I mean, our government, I mean, other people. We can't just sit around idly and all have the same opinions, all toe the line. I mean, we have to have open ideas, open discussion.
Well, as much as the reactionary right wing would like us to do that, because they act as morals and word police, you're right. We can't all just sit around and have the same point of view, and it's a differing point of view that makes makes us as great as we really are. And if Ward Churchill's remarks sparks discussion on our role in our foreign policy and our history, I think it makes makes us all a lot more stronger.
Yeah, I agree. Well, anyways, that was my point, and I think you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
All right, thanks, and call again. 303-713-7600. I mean, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that it is freedom of speech and of Ward Churchill's right to speak out. But to me, what he's saying, what he's implying in this op-ed piece that he did on September the 12th, what he's saying, to me, bodes looking into. Why did it take so long from somebody from the Middle East in a third world country to strike out against us? And maybe we should to have a closer ramification, a closer look at the ramifications of our foreign policy, both in the past and coming up in the future. Here's Heather in Colorado Springs. Heather, good morning. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just want to say we're really delighted that you're on.
Oh, thanks.
And I also wanted to, my grandfather was a university president, much smaller university than CU, but I must tell you, it is a very stressful job at the best of times. And given what's been happening with the athletic department and then just the drinking budget, which they summed over 5 years, and if you actually, you know, divide that out, it's like $5 a person. You know, it's not a lot of drinking. But, you know, she was under a lot of stress already. And then to have Ward Churchill continue to defend himself in, I'm sorry, but he's a very arrogant person in many ways.
See, I don't think he's very arrogant at all. Did you see him on Bill Maher?
Yeah, he came across much better there. I've heard interviews in which he was just incredibly arrogant toward the person doing the interviewing. Now, granted, that person was questioning his credentials as an Indian. And given the fact that many of our families were split apart during the relocation, it's extremely hard to prove that you're part Cherokee or part Creek or any of those. My own family suffers from that same thing, and we don't want to prove it because, frankly, the tribe is very paranoid about it because they're afraid that if you get enrolled at this late date, that what you really want is benefits.
Right.
We don't want benefits. We know that we're part Creek, but we don't care.
I don't think Ward Churchill was looking for benefits, though.
I don't think he was looking for benefits either, but I think that explains the extreme resistance that he met when trying to establish that he was part Indian. It was known in his family, but he would have had to move heaven and earth, basically, and prove a certain percentage in order to get into the tribe as a fully enrolled member. And that is an extremely difficult process. On the other hand, he's very arrogant when dealing with people, given that he could easily pass as a white guy if he wanted to, and he probably was recognized as a white guy in his community when he was growing up.
You know, I don't see the arrogance. I see anger. I see, I see somebody who's very, very opinionated, but I don't see arrogance.
Okay, calling them little Eichmanns and. Appearing in that bookshop in Seattle and telling the white guy that he should cut his hair and shave his beard and deliver a bomb himself to Wall Street.
Yeah, that's annoying. But he addresses that this morning in this letter in which he says, and let me quote some of it to you. Although I am plainly no pacifist, I have never advocated terrorist attacks on Wall Street, downtown Seattle, or anywhere else. To make it appear otherwise, Kaplis and Silverman have taken material out of context and turned it on its head. My comments in this regard, made to a small group of young anarchists gathered in a Seattle bookstore, went to the idea that they would not accomplish anything useful by marginalizing themselves and engaging in random acts of sabotage along the social periphery. Drawing upon German theorist Rudi Dutschek's concept of a long march through the institutions, I therefore propose the alternative that they attempt to work from within the institutional setting, as I myself have done. The weapons I referred to were young people's own consciousness and capacity to transmit. Along the way, I also pointed out that as a relatively privileged Euro-Americans, they were ideally situated to undertake such a project. Now, see, that doesn't sound very threatening to me. What it says is he's basically saying to those kids, sporadic acts of violence is not going to get you anywhere. What you need to do is you need to go in and organize and protest and use your right to free speech.
Yeah.
That's what I came away with.
I heard the clip, and he said you have to carry the weapon yourself and don't give it to, you know, a member of this group or that group because they're minorities and they'll be recognized as such. You will be invisible to them. And, you know, if he meant mental weapons, that's fine, but it could easily be taken as a different kind of weapon.
Well, I think you can take it as a different kind of weapon if you want to take it as a different kind of weapon. And I think that the right wing basically has seized up on sound bites and have been beating him over the head with it now for, you know, God knows how long.
Yeah, but, you know, the whole thing with his AIM involvement, you know, he has a history. I think he should just keep quiet for a while. I mean, I'm in favor of his free speech rights, but I think he's making the situation worse. And this is one of the things that probably precipitated the president's departure. Because once you got in Bill O'Reilly's sight, the whole university's at risk.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is it's up to us, and it's up to people at CU, and it's up to us that are taxpayers in the state of Colorado, and it's basically up to people in the United States to stand up to somebody like Bill O'Reilly. Who the hell is he to question anybody when this is a guy who, is a fake and a charlatan, basically, Mr. Snorkel Man there. That's point number one. And then point number two, you know, I think this is really important. That, you got to be careful because, you know, right now it's when you're under attack, it's very hard to be quiet. I've been in that situation before.
Yeah.
It's very hard not to want to defend yourself.
Yeah, I understand. And if you don't defend yourself, people see that as weakness or an admission of guilt. You're right about that. I just, you know, I wish...
I think what you're saying is,
otherwise.
I think what you're saying, Heather, is you wish the whole thing would basically just go away.
No, I want his free speech rights to be protected. I don't want him to run around inciting people to acts of terrorism, even in words that could be interpreted another way. That it can be quite dangerous for everyone, for your university, for everyone to be even a little bit ambivalent or ambiguous about this. I really, in some ways, I wish somebody like Vine Deloria was in charge of that department rather than Churchill.
All right, Heather.
Okay, take care.
You know, I thank you for your call. Thanks. 303-713-7600, 916, 16 minutes after 9. High today, about 52, under breezy skies here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Glad to be here. And a line open now, 303-713-7600.
Those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. But let me tell you what really makes Rockies. What makes Rockies great and what makes Rockies special is the way you get treated by the people there. People like Colby and the Tower of Power and Spanky and Tom and Marv. Go out there and see my friends at Rockies. Rockies' friendly, knowledgeable sales staff is passionate about their cars, and they'll help you find the right vehicle to fit your needs. They've been open and family-operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and if you arrive after 8, hey, the folks at Rockies, they'll stay late. Rockies Autos. I can't think of a better place to buy a car. Just
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Europtics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Europtics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Europtics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge, yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Europtics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
In writing.
Why pay more when you can buy for less at AutoSmart? 7070 Smith Road off Quebec. Best prices guaranteed.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
9:20, 20 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered rain, snow showers before 1 o'clock this afternoon, then mostly cloudy and gradually becoming a mostly sunny day. A high of around 52. Spring has, quote-unquote, sprung, right? Chance precipitation, about 40%. 303-713-7600, or if you can't get in by phone, you can email me at jaymarvin, that's jmarvin, at am760.net, or go to our website at www.am760.net. Betsy Hoffman resigns. Did she make the right call? Ward Churchill and the Rocky this morning, and I'm keeping this on the fire, extraordinary rendition, which I am absolutely appalled by. This is the act of grabbing people and sending them out, farming them out, sending them out, outsourcing torture out to third world countries where there is no Bill of Rights and there are no guarantees and there are no protections, and I'm just ashamed that this country is doing that. And you know what? It doesn't work. It really doesn't work because it's like the movie Reservoir Dogs, where they have the cop, the poor cop, in the chair. And I believe it's either Michael Madsen or Harvey Keitel's character says, "Hey, you beat on him long enough, he's going to tell you anything." And last night on ABC's World News Tonight, Peter Jennings had a disgusting story about this, in which in Uzbekistan they had taken a suspect and had boiled him to death. Let's go back to the phones and we go to Marcy and Parker. Marcy, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello. I just wanted to speak to what that woman said about Ward Churchill and how he was inflaming the public. I think it's Bill Riley and people like Rush Limbaugh who are the ones who are inflaming the public.
Hello? Rush Limbaugh, you people. Yeah, I agree with you. I would agree 100%.
Yes, and also Betsy Hoffman, I'm very sorry to see her go. I don't think any of this was her fault, not what happened in the sports department. I think she's the scapegoat, and I'm just very sorry to see her go.
Well, there's an interesting article today. There's an interesting letter today that appears right next to Ward Churchill's letter where it says that nobody on the right wing got upset when Reverend Jerry Falwell said on September 13th that America deserved the 9/11 attacks. How come people didn't get upset at Falwell for saying that?
Because we don't have control of the media, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's exactly right. The right-wing media, for the most part, and the right-wing shadow media, for the most part, ignored what Falwell said, and there was no uproar. There was no, you know, Jerry Falwell continues to appear on the quote-unquote liberal media, and nobody challenges him for what he said.
I agree. I totally agree with what you're saying.
All right, Marcy, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Larry Littleton. Larry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
Just fine.
I wanted to say that my feelings are I'm a highly decorated Vietnam vet, and my buddies and I get together quite often, and we discuss this, and we've all come to the agreement that we didn't fly 23,000 miles around this country to fight in a supposedly for others' rights when they're slowly taking them away from us due to their fear tactics. As far as Ward Churchill goes, I believe that he's trying to force the issue that I've got freedom of speech, and if you don't, and if you want to, shut me up, and then everybody will find out exactly where our freedom of speech is gone.
Well, I think definitely the infringement upon one person's freedom of speech is the infringement on the rights of many. The thing is, the university setting is unique, and academia is unique. There is no freedom of speech on the job. But in the one place you want to have, and the one place you want to have guaranteed freedom of speech, is on a college campus. How in the world do you teach young people to value what this country is if you don't teach them to value free speech?
Well, yeah, and especially when we just had that survey here two months ago about the how the younger people believe that our press releases too much information already.
Right, right. Very, very good point. Larry, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That frees up a line, 303-713-7600. Or, you know, you can email me at jmarvin@am760.net. Let's go to Terry in Denver. Terry, good morning. You're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. This is Terry, and I really am enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to float something here. I have not read his statements. I have to say that. I'm totally, totally behind his right of free speech, especially in a university setting. But I just want to put this out there. That does anybody think that maybe he should have said in his initial statement that this is a metaphor? The idea of using weapons, the idea of going to Wall Street was it's a metaphor for how you guys need to change the system. And that if he had said that, that it would have avoided, you know, that being a scholar, and I'm not just saying avoiding the right wing giving you a hard time, I'm saying being a scholar, that you need to be precise. And maybe he isn't. Maybe he does suffer from being kind of a sloppy scholar. I mean, that's been thrown at him, too. So I just want to say that a book called Imperial Hubris puts out in a very...
That's by the CIA operative Anonymous.
Right, and he puts out the same ideas, that there were reasons for this. But he doesn't say anybody was a little Eichmann. He's not inflammatory. Right. He's very outspoken. He's very cranky about the whole thing, actually, if you read Imperial Hubris. And he calls the government on the carpet. He doesn't do that kind of, you know, hyperbole stuff. And maybe as a professor you need to be careful. That's my thought.
Well, you know, I think your thoughts are well. I agree with what you're saying. You know, I would say to Ward Churchill, yes, I see what you're saying. Yes, it needs to be examined. But you need to consider the certain facts of the situation of life in this country, that it's not as cut and dry as you portray it to be, that life is much more complex, that people are caught up in what goes on in their everyday lives, and that a lot of times they go along to get along because that's really the only way you can hang in. And that a lot of times people just don't have the time that you have and that others have to investigate things further.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're being a little bit harsh, and I think you're right. If he had said that these were just metaphors, we wouldn't be having this discussion now. So, you know, I disagree with the way he says things, but I agree with what he's saying, I guess is what I'm trying to arrive at. Terry, thank you. Great call.
Well, thanks a lot, Jay. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. I agree with what Ward Churchill is saying. I mean, she points out, the book by Anonymous, Imperial Hubris, he points out the exactly same thing, but does it in a different manner. I don't totally agree with what Ward Churchill says, but I would defend his right to say it. And if you want a further explanation of what he's saying, you can read his letter today in the Rocky Mountain News. I'm not on here, of course, to sell papers for the Rocky Mountain News. I'm just saying that his letter is in there where he talks about these things. He says, I document systematic violence perpetrated by the U.S. government in the hope that Americans will take this responsibility to heart and use political means to change government policy. I would vastly prefer that this happen through nonviolent means. However, I cannot say that nonviolence is the only legitimate response to systematic violence. The principle of self-defense is not mysterious. When one is subjected to aggression, it is the perpetrator, not the victim, who dictates the term of engagement. 303-713-7600. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more call, and we'll go to Justin in Aurora. Justin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. I was looking at the KHOW website. They have a quote from Ward Churchill that says, "Why did it take Arabs to do what people here should have done, should have been done a long time ago?" I don't know how you take that. What context makes that appropriate? What context could you put that into that makes that statement okay? You know, in his Rocky Mountain newsletter, he's saying, I didn't advocate violence, but here he's saying, well, but it says, why did it take Arabs to do what people here should have done?
I think he's asking a question there, and I think it's a legitimate one. Why has it taken so long for the actions, as he says, for the chickens to come home to roost? I don't think that's advocating violence. I think that's asking a question.
But he's saying it should have been done.
No, I don't draw from
that's,
what he's.
Well, that's what it says.
I don't get that.
Why did it take Arabs to do what people here should have been done?
Yeah, why has it taken so long for somebody to strike out when it should have been done a lot earlier due to the way this country has conducted itself in foreign policy?
It should have been done. It should have been
done. No, but you're trying. No. No, you're
I'm
trying
just
to
reading what
no.
it says.
No, yeah,
just reading what it says.
Right, because you're lifting it out of context. And
well,
I appreciate the effort, but you're taking it out of context. You need to connect both together.
My question is, what context makes that okay? What context can you put that in that makes it okay?
You cannot take a single quote out of context. What context makes it okay is a general discussion about this country's foreign policy and this country's treating of third world people and the reaction. Therefore, thank you for the call. I'm out of time. It's 9:30 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, or email me at jmarvin, J-A-Y-M-A-R-V-I-N, at am760.net. Let's check out some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thank you. Boulder streets are thinning out after a busy morning. Highway 93 is doing well as you make your way between Boulder and Golden. The Turnpike's trouble-free east and westbound, and I-25 sluggish in both directions between downtown and the Tech Center. Southbound 225 jamming up around I-25, and we have a pretty serious crash. It's southbound Highway 85 at 120th. It's car and a semi. Flight for Life is on the scene there. Boulder weather right now, 50 degrees with highs in the mid-50s and a chance of showers this afternoon. D.R. Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with incentives that count. Don't miss out on incredible deals available on new homes. Visit drhortoncolorado.com for more information. That's drhortoncolorado.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Italian countryside is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. Let's make it 9:34. 24 minutes, or 26 minutes, rather, I'm sorry, in front of 10 o'clock. Look for scattered rain and snow showers before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high around 52 and breezy. And it is pretty cloudy and overcast here in Boulder. We've got a couple of things on the fire this morning. Ward Churchill strikes back with a letter to the Rocky Mountain News. Churchill, facts don't support attacks. Betsy Hoffman resigns. Did she do the right thing in stepping down? Anything else you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Juan and Berthoud. Juan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah. I called Jay. Asking in what context could that statement that Ward Churchill made be appropriate? And I'm not sure if this is what Ward Churchill meant, but I've got a context in which it'd be appropriate. So I hope he's listening. Let's say that, for the sake of argument, that Ward Churchill is talking about what should be done not as a terrorist attack, but as an improvement of our country. In that context, why would it, he might have been saying, you know, why does it take an Arab to spur the action that we here at home should have been doing? Now, you know, how can that be taken as inappropriate? And, you know, what you were saying is it's not just the context of the one sentence, it's the context of the entire essay, article, whatever it was he wrote.
Well, he's taking on a controversial topic, there's no question. And the quotes that are being attributed to him are lifted out of context. That's number one. Then number two, what he's bringing up is, you know, I don't totally agree with what he's saying. Let me take that back. I don't totally agree with the way he says it, but I agree with what he's saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. And I just, you know, wanted to, I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that feel like he does, but, you know, how can that possibly, you know, the inflammatory nature of that statement, how can it possibly be considered appropriate? And, you know, like I said, I'm not sure that that's what Ward Churchill was trying to say, but that's definitely a context where something like that can be definitely appropriate.
You know, one of the roughest things there is to do is to take responsibility for your actions as an individual. And one of the roughest things to do is to criticize your country and take that to heart.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the only thing I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. All right. You got it. 303-713-7600. You know, it is very hard to stand up under any circumstances and say your country has done wrong. I mean, you're just asking. You're asking for criticism. John in Highlands Ranch, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, John.
Hey, let me just share with you just a little bit real quick about my background. Growing up, I grew up in the late 70s. I guess I was going to college, early 80s, and I was considered part of a militant Chicano movement. And, you know, I'm a veteran and all that good stuff. But, you know, I was reminded the other day, in respect for Ward Churchill, it's like the, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The Christmas Story about this kid that wanted a BB gun and,
right,
and that. And he'd go to school every day, and there was always this bully that would just torment him. A bully and his friends would just torment him, until one day the rage filled so much that what did the little boy do? He basically attacked the bully on his own terms. And he was so full of rage, remember, his mother had to pull him off. That's the point that Ward Churchill was trying to make, that the United States, in a lot of cases, in a lot of instances throughout history, has been the bully around the world, if you will. I'm proud to be an American, but sometimes you have to shake things up. You have to make statements that cause all of these people to come out of the woodwork and take note that, you know, by golly, this isn't right. What we do around the world is not right.
I think you're the best caller of the morning.
Well, thank you.
I mean, because I think what you're saying is basically the same thing Ward Churchill's saying.
Absolutely.
Which is basically the same thing a lot of us are saying.
Absolutely.
That, I mean, how long do you expect people in third world countries, principally in the Middle East, to sit quietly, you know, while we support regimes over there? And, I dare anybody to call me and tell me we haven't done this, where we have overthrown democratically elected regimes, such as in Iran, when we overthrew the Mossadegh government. We helped do that to establish the Shah. And you're going to get these reactions. You're going to get these reactions. We've one time backed Saddam Hussein. Everybody knows that. Everybody's seen those pictures of Dick Cheney shaking his hand. You reap what you sow in life, but it's very tough when you bring it up about your own country because people then accuse you of being anti-American.
Thank you. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Ward Churchill is probably as American as anyone. You know, they try to bring up, what did he do in the war? Drive a truck? Well, that's irrelevant. Well, is he an Indian or isn't he? Well, that's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly.
The bottom line is to bring to the table some discussion. Look, the United States is like any family out there. We have skeletons in the closet. There's some things that we're not proud of. Yeah, it hurts to bring those up once in a while, but damn it, we have to. You know, we have to keep this country on course, and we have to make sure that we do the right thing at all times. So,
do you ever wonder why self-examination is so tough? Not only for individuals, but self-examination for a country collectively is so difficult.
It's because we're, you know, I got to tell you, you want me to answer that? Sometimes we border on being arrogant. We border on being condescending, like condescending rice. You know, we border on these better than thou attitudes, and that's not okay. You know, in this fear to try to eliminate and stamp out terrorism, we don't realize that by the actions that we do around the world, we're actually creating more terrorists.
But I don't know. Somehow I'm not getting you to see what I'm trying to ask. Why is it so hard to not only self-examine ourselves, which is very, very tough to do, but also it's so tough to advocate self-examination by a country without those people rushing forward and screaming that you're literally or metaphorically stepping on the American flag?
I guess the only way I could answer that is just a mindset with some people. I think some people are more open-minded. Some people are open to discussion. Some people are want to step outside the box once in a while. But there are those that are very provincial. There are those that are very narrow-minded that think just one way, and so that's tough sometimes to ask people to examine themselves. I guess I have no idea.
All right, John. Thanks, man. Great call.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. More than a great call. Stellar call. Anne-Marie in Boulder, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Anne-Marie. I just wanted to say, regarding the other gentleman's statement earlier about trying to put it into the proper context, I believe that that's not the issue, that it doesn't need to be put in a proper context, that he has the right to have a different opinion, and we don't all have to see it as an appropriate forum. And I think that freedom of speech is like fundamental to the existence of our democracy, and it's like one of our most dangerous rights. But it's to express one's discontent with the status quo, which is what people are saying, is what Ward Churchill is saying, and the need to desire, you know, to change what's going on and to make people think.
All right. Let me hit you with it. Why is it so difficult? Why is it so difficult when you... that people get so angry when you criticize the United States of America that they feel like you're metaphorically stepping on the flag when you point out the various things that we have done wrong?
Because I think that people feel defensive and they feel like they're being attacked.
Maybe I'm different. Maybe I just don't feel that way.
Well, I don't agree with that, but I think that that's maybe what some people are thinking.
That, in other words, if you say that the United States has a miserable and has had a miserable foreign policy around the world, including Latin America and the Middle East, they feel like you're saying that you've had a miserable policy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think the other people are thinking about it.
Interesting. All right, Anne-Marie, great call. Thank you.
Okay.
303-713-7600. Man, you know, if you can't get through on the phone, you can always email me at jaymarvin@am760.net or go to our website at www.am760.net. More of your calls coming up. I got a couple of lines open now at 303-713-7600. Hey, they have their talk station. Now we've got ours. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the Al Franken Show, we like to say that national security begins at home. But being a strong nation is not just about my missile or your missile. It's about having strong people.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Why is it so hard to cast a critical eye on the place you live? It's very, very tough for some people. And that's basically what Ward Churchill is asking us to do. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Mick. How are you?
Okay, listen, you got me thinking there when you asked the question you just put forth. Why is it so tough? You know, we have a national psyche. You know, when you see, you know, war movies, us winning, us putting the flag up and all that, which, hey, there are many times in history where that flag did have to go up, like on Iwo Jima, for instance, where I lost family members and stuff, okay?
I lost an uncle in World War II.
Yeah, you know, the national psyche, it's tough to get it to have it bruised. It's kind of like Deliverance, you know, when the guy gets his pants pulled down. You know, it's that kind of thing that you're embarrassed. You become introspective about, well, you know, were we right, were we wrong? There's self-doubt that's put into the equation. It's a very tough thing for people to, you know, to self-criticize and you know, to take stock of not just the good but the bad. I've always, you know, to me, I mean, I'm a veteran also, you know, Vietnam and whatnot. There's a lot of things that I'm not proud of that I was part of. But all in all, you know, myself and the brothers that were in that conflict, you know, I think we did as much as we could do to honor what in essence was the mission that we were on, as ridiculous and impossible as that mission is. And that's what the men and women in Iraq and in Afghanistan today are going through too. That's why, you know, I hate Mr. Bush. He's a murderer, a liar, and a thief. But I support every single one of our men and women in uniform today, because the vast majority of them are just trying to do what the job is that's been set out in front of them.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct, and I thank you for your service there. I mean, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that, but it is. It's so tough to democracy. You know, democracy is really a rough thing to make happen. That's why a lot of countries.
It's the most imperfect system, Jay. It's the most imperfect system on the planet, but it's the damn best one that we have to live under. You know, hey, listen, I ran away from a fight when I was a kid, and it took me about 5-6 years. Before I could live that down, because I got jumped, and I ran scared, and I wasn't proud of that. I had to look at myself and say, why didn't I fight? I could have gotten killed.
Yeah.
I'm a kid from the streets of New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's rough there, and I did the right thing. And 5 years later, I met up with one of those guys, and I put him up against the wall, and I felt bad when I did that.
Right.
I didn't hit him or anything, but I told him, remember who I am? I didn't get any payback from that, Jay. What we have to do is we have to face up to the good, the bad, and the indifferent in this country, and look for a higher road to take.
Mick, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, pal.
Okay, we'll be talking again. Bye.
I hope so, and thank you for your service. And thanks to all vets for their service. Let's go to Deanne in Loveland. Deanne, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. So you asked why it's so hard for Americans to admit that we're wrong. I just read Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Excellent book. It really explained how we as Americans, well, the World Bank and huge corporations strap third world countries with debt.
And they do.
Yeah, so big if they can't pay it back, then they're indebted to us. If that doesn't work, they take out the leader, and if that doesn't work, they send in the military. It explained a lot of things to me about our foreign policy. Also, John presented an answer to that question. He said, it's so hard for us to criticize ourselves because all of us directly or indirectly benefit from our imperialism.
Isn't that what Ward Churchill's saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly the same thing. We are benefiting, and the third world countries are now pushing back, and they're letting us know that they don't like it.
And that's exactly what Ward Churchill's saying. He's saying the chickens are coming home to roost.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. And I think for us to admit that we're wrong really would make all of us examine our lifestyles. And I look at, for instance, when I see SUVs driving down the road or I see a commercial on TV, I look at that a whole lot differently now. There was a time in the 70s after the OPEC oil crisis where we were more energy conscious. And for a while, the car makers were trying to make cars that had better gas mileage.
Right.
And we got away from that in a big way, and now our SUVs are getting 10 or 12 miles per gallon again. And
mine gets 17 and 28 on the highway.
Really?
And I feel bad. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I feel bad about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad now about having two cars. And because I know now what our country has to do to get the oil.
But you know something? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't think that that's totally the answer. What this country needs to do, I think, mm-hmm. is we need to face up to our own history and apply it to our future actions.
Yes.
I think that's really the big thing. And the big thing is not to go in and wholesale ransack and wreck third world countries.
Exactly.
And to realize that, you know, people there have the same aspirations and the same beliefs and the same breaths in many cases, want to take the same breath of freedom in many cases that we do. I mean, I use the example of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
For years, this country has taken a blind eye to the acts of sabotage and aggression that has come from this country, from the right-wing exile community there, towards the island. And all that does is it just forces the people who support Fidel Castro to become more entrenched. It doesn't do any good, and it doesn't help, and they're not going to overthrow the government there. Likewise, the embargo does the exact same thing. If we were to lose the embargo, and if we were to prosecute these people trying to pull this stuff off and stop casting a blind eye to a lot of what's going on there and try to open up diplomatic, cultural, and wider diplomatic and wider cultural channels with Cuba, we could probably defuse the situation there to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I just am very adamant about this.
Right, and we don't learn very well from history.
No.
I'm just appalled when I look at the Bush administration, the empire that we're turning into a military empire, and empires that overreach fail. And I feel like very much like we're overreaching and we're going to fail because the rest of the world is just going to push back at us.
I agree 100%. Thank you for a great call.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Dear D in Littleton, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Dear D, are you there? Gone. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, go.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've never phoned in before, so I'm a little nervous. But
you're doing
fine. I'm so compelled by your question, what does it take to examine oneself as a person or as a country? And that's such a compelling question and so important, I believe, for us as a nation and as individuals. You know, it's not simple. It's hard. You have to look in the mirror. You have to look in the mirror, and you have to accept yourself, warts and all. And you have to do the internal writhing that takes and just get through it. And unfortunately, I think on our national level, what that's going to take is leadership. You know, on a personal level, sometimes it takes a counselor to get through, like, a difficult relationship or
right.
something that's happening. And that's very important. Our leader is not intellectually curious and will not do this kind of examination on a national level, unfortunately. And that's